participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
You're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
I'm enjoying your show very much in regard to the topic of circumcision. I was in Washington, D.C., and I heard an interview on the radio by a Dr. Robert Spiewak. I don't know if any of you are familiar with him. He's in the forefront of the anti-circumcision movement, and I heard him on an interview on the Don and Mike show, and he contends that the actions against circumcision here in this country were started by men that were totally into ass play, and that simply because there are just a lot of men that like to stick this where from.
Okay. Okay. You know anything about that?
I know nothing about that. Who? What was the name of this doctor?
It's Dr. Robert Spiewak.
And he says that he's against circumcision?
He's actually for circumcision because he states that later on in life, if you're not circumcised, many men develop health problems.
Well,
for example,
sounds,
penis cheese and things like this.
He's clearly uninformed. And to say that this springs forth from simply from the gay movement, who had the opportunity to see one penis after another and began to see the extensive scars.
He actually has a pretty informative newsletter that I get by email. I think it comes out once a month. It's entitled, Leave My Penis Alone.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for that caller.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Stop the rock. And yes, the rumors are true.
Stop the rock.
Woo!
Stop the rock.
Wah, 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 wah.
Stop the rock. Can't stop the rock.
I don't like you. Probably never will. You're a smug, unhappy little man, and you treat people like they're idiots.
Junta from The Sopranos. I never listen to you. Goodbye.
Moo moo, coo coo. How you doing?
I just like saying the word ass.
I call it trouble with a capital T.
They're marvelous. Leave them alone. They're beautiful.
This house is still going crazy.
I may be a bitch, but I'll never be a butch.
Hey, Don and Mike, or you don't know, could fill a book.
The Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Bastards. Here they are, the guys who are downstairs cleaning. I made a buzzing mess. You can all die from the hot dog.
Based on a true story.
advise.
Rob, beware!
Well, hello! And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Dead Ray Thomas and all the ships of space. They can make your hot tub water turn cloudy. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Rob, and hi, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike's show. New episode on this Tuesday, October 15er, phone number from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636.
Hi, Donna, Mike, Buzz Burbank here.
There he is.
Now look at that. Now look at that. Look
there
at
he
that.
Is.
Right on time.
Look at that.
Yeah, baby.
Look at that. Ain't that something? Yeah. That's beautiful.
I want to tell you.
That's a beautiful way to start the show. Tight.
Mm-hmm.
Tight. Tighter than none. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, I was wondering if you guys saw Channel 9's coverage last night of the shooting.
Okay, we're going to get into that in just a
moment. Pretty amazing when somebody calls with what's top of mind.
Yeah.
Well, did you see the witnesses that they interviewed?
On Channel 9, when Channel 9 decided to cover the actual shooting, which happened 3 hours earlier, where they decided to cover it during David Letterman's time, Channel 9 showed the dead body. And not the dead body with a sheet over it.
Uh-huh. Right.
They showed the woman there with the blood and.
And I want to thank you for calling me. You know, around 10 o'clock at night after this happened, because you happened to see a crawler. Because the local stations just
again,
it. And I'm pissed off at that.
For those of you outside the D.C. area, TS, you're going to have to bear with us for a second, but this is a national story, the fact that, again...
And we're mad.
Last night, you know, and boy, I'm wrong, I thought the sniper would take Columbus Day off. As it turns out, the sniper last night clipped a woman coming out of a Home Depot about, not counting, but... about 8 miles down the road from where we broadcast.
You know, I'm doing the channel surf, and I get a call from Don, who says someone was just shot down at Seven Corners. Mm-hmm. And he said, you wouldn't know, as you said to me last night, because of the coverage. And it is. I think it's really inexcusable and indefensible that they didn't all cut away to this story, because everybody in this area wants to know what's going on.
Here's the deal. Imagine this. For those of you who don't live in the D.C. area, and especially for those of you who do live in the metro area, there is yet another person killed by the sniper, and yes, they've done the ballistic test, and they know it's the same goddamn idiot. Same deal, white, cream-colored Astro van, pops a woman in the head at the Home Depot. Now, wouldn't this be the type of information that you would want your TV station to give to you immediately?
Absolutely.
You'd want, right away.
You'd want what we get, as Don has pointed out before, when it's convenient for them.
Well, during its, if it's Regis and Kelly Lee time, and it's the Maury Povich show, hell, they'll scrap that programming. Right. Let me tell you what happened last night. Woman gets shot.
About 9:20, apparently, is when the shooting occurred.
Now, I'm watching Monday Night Football. Of course, that's the sanctuary. They're never going to break in to Monday Night Football.
It's ridiculous.
I turn on Channel 5, Fox 5, where they have the baseball game. Now, Channel 5, I will give the highest marks for at least attempting to cover the shooting, but the way they did it pissed me off. They put the screen into two separate blocks, block on the left side and a block on the right side.
And not for any great length of time, either.
No, for the entire night, or for like a half an hour.
Yeah.
So on the left side of the screen, you saw the baseball game.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, you saw the San Francisco Giants pouring champagne on each other because they're happy because they just won the pennant.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no sound with that.
Gotcha.
On the other side of the screen in the little box, it's the news guy who's telling you that another woman has been shot, and they're closed down the beltway, and they have the shots of the cameras of the highways, and no one's going anywhere. Now, that's Channel 5. That's Fox. Channel 7, which is ABC, that's Monday Night Football.
They do a break-in during what, halftime?
During halftime, but they...
And they do a crawl also at the bottom of the screen.
They rushed it so quickly.
They all did.
During the football game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got X amount of time during the football game during the halftime. They come running on at halftime. Hi, listen, a woman was shot at the Home Depot. We think it's a sniper. Now,
we'd normally linger and give you all the information you might really need as a community to be a community-serving television series, but we got to go get back to football.
Back to football.
Mm. So, Channel 9 did the same thing. They came on with their update, and I was watching their update. They said, we're going to get right back to you, but we know you want to go see CSI Miami, so we're going to get right off this.
It was a crawl. Channel 9
broke in for a little bit. Channel 9 broke in They were so rushed.
They had a crawl, though, before...
Right. That's how you found out, right?
Yeah, I turned on CSN Miami at 10 o'clock, right. And there's just a crawl on the top of the screen. In my hometown where I live, this is now the 12th person shot by this sniper, and it's a crawl on the top of the screen. It's just, you know, it's like a thunderstorm warning.
Yeah.
But they don't have the beep, beep, beep thing.
And Channel 4, with their reverence to Crossing Jordan...
They had nothing.
Zippo.
They did not bother to break in... to coverage. Now listen, you can't have it both ways. I know that last week I came on and I bitched when they were on all day with no news. Now that's not right. You can't be on from 6 in the morning until 3 in the afternoon. You have nothing to report.
Right.
Just to stay on the air to work us all up into a frenzy. But conversely,
we're in a frenzy.
When there is an actual shooting, for God's sake, TV stations, that's when we expect you to break in and tell us what the frig is going on.
Well, I was saying to you up in the office that when you've got a situation like this, going on the air with it and going on as many, you know, getting as much exposure out there when it first happens is excruciatingly important. You've got to get on and you've got to let people know what's going on.
Right.
And the fact that they do it when it's convenient, but they didn't cut into their effing programming,
I'm
furious at this.
I got another bitch that... When they did break in on Channel 5 during the baseball game, they would be saying something. The anchor guy is saying something. He's saying the woman was shot in the Seven Corners area. It's a very congested area. There's seven different highways coming together. There's no telling which way the van went. They just cut him off when it was time for the commercial. Because what they were doing is they're going on the schedule of the baseball game.
Right.
So on one half of the screen, you've got the baseball game. On the other half, you've got the guy telling you about the woman who was shot in the head. When the baseball game goes to commercial, the whole screen then goes to full size, and they just go to the commercial.
Right. It's amazing.
Because the thought process is to get the goddamn Kevin Bacon. I remember the commercial. It's the Kevin Bacon Visa card commercial.
Yes, right.
The one where he goes to the store and then doesn't know who. He doesn't have
six
ID for its
separation.
Check.
Yeah. Right, right.
So I'm listening to this, the split screen on Channel 5, and the guy is saying, yes, the woman was shot. There's thought that she might be an FBI agent, that this time we don't know, that the van was headed east on Route 50. They just cut it off, and all of a sudden I got Kevin Bacon going, hey, dude, can I write a check for this? There's got to be a happy medium somewhere between giving us 9 hours of coverage when you have nothing, and then when something actually happens... Have the balls to break in.
What are you doing to us? I mean, I have a question for all of these station managers that run these television stations. I mean, is this dollars? Is this what this is about? Is this a financial issue, a contractual issue?
And
you tell me why, when they all knew, when all their news directors and all the people in their news departments knew that they were, that this had happened, you know, they have the information. They've got people that are monitoring this story 24 hours a day. Explain to me why, simply for the greater public good, you didn't immediately preempt all of your program.
Amen.
All of your programming to go live, which, with this story, which to everybody in Washington, D.C., in Virginia, in Maryland, in the District of Columbia, this is now, this has become top of mind. Nothing is more important.
You can't get away from
a football game, a baseball game.
Now,
I don't care. It doesn't matter.
Let me explain to you how people in Washington, D.C. got the news last night. If you wanted information, you had to turn on CNN or Fox News Channel.
Yeah, Fox, as you had said to me when you called me, you said Fox News Channel.
Yeah, go to
all over it, and they were.
Greta Van Facelift, they had live care. And here's the thing.
CNN wasn't on it as much as Fox News Channel.
Here's the thing. On both Fox News Channel and on CNN, they're showing the pictures that they're running are courtesy
of WJLA.
Of our local station.
Yes.
So the CNN picture is courtesy of Channel 9.
Right.
The Fox News picture is courtesy of Channel 5.
Mm-hmm.
Yet our local stations are not running the pictures that they're sending out to the networks.
Right. I think for a while I was watching it, and they both had a feed from WJLA, which is Channel 7.
Mm-hmm.
And I was saying, but Channel 7's running the football game.
Right.
This is so... Not only do they know what's going on, but they've got their camera crew out there already. But God forbid preempting Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
God forbid preempting CSI Miami or Crossing Jordan or the baseball game. I mean, and we're sitting here, for anybody that gets over-the-air television, you're so screwed. And what if you're somebody that, that lives in the area and, you know, you might be encouraged to look out your window or just be aware of the news story.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Besides,
when it happens, we got to let people know.
It's one of those things. I mean, it's grotesque, but you have to know. And, yes. And when it happens...
No, I know I did. I was out of my mind.
You have to know when it happens. And I said to my wife, when we found out, I'm not surprised. Because Fairfax County is one of the counties that the sniper has not struck yet. And so I'm not surprised it's Fairfax County. But because it's Fairfax County, a county I live in, mm-hmm. a Home Depot that I've been to,
right.
mm-hmm. 8 miles away from the radio station, well, I'm interested to see more, as I sure. guess, you know, everybody in the metro area is. But unfortunately, Channel 4 thought that Crossing Jordan was more important. Channel 5 thought the baseball game was. Channel 7 thought the football game was. And Channel 9 thought that CSI Miami was.
But in the morning, they will stay on for hours and hours and hours. And,
when there's no news.
When there's nothing.
When they're just rehashing everything that happened last night. And then, at least Channel 9, the CBS affiliate, when they did decide to go to coverage after CSI was over, because after all, that is one of the hottest shows you got to get CSI on. After CSI was done, once the priority was done,
yes.
then they had maybe the most horrific, and I'm not kidding, just totally out of context picture. They had the guy standing there at Seven Corners by the Home Depot,
mm-hmm.
and the camera pans over, and there is the dead lady laying there. Now, she does not have a sheet on her. It's just... it's a dead lady. And, you know, he's looking at it all proud. You know,
yeah.
Oh, there she lies. There she is.
But,
there she lies.
It just, we're all right now in this area. It's almost exhausting because it is so top of mind. I think it's beginning to affect everybody's mood.
Yep.
We're all like we haven't been before. Like September 11th wasn't tough enough for people around here that had people they knew at the Pentagon. Now we're going through a different kind of experience. Whether this is and they seem to say that it's not related to any kind of terrorism. You don't know because they don't know. But
well, see, I think they do know, and they know more than they're telling us.
I would hope so. But
they know
if they do. Why can't they get the guy?
They know part of the license tag. You hear that sometimes
right.
that they you know that it's a cream colored Astro van.
Now they say, the latest is it's not a cream-colored Astrovan, it's a white Astrovan. Cream-colored, they said, was because of lighting or something last night. So this changes, and now they're saying, well, what about the box truck that they had the composite of? And they're saying, well, now this is an individual they're speculating might have access to a fleet. And that's why he doesn't make his targets on the weekend, because Monday is when he gets access to these vehicles.
And did somebody see the guy actually pull the trigger last night? That's something else I heard.
I don't know.
That I heard somewhere. And when I was watching TV this morning, when they don't have network dollars on the line, and they have no problem preempting, Maury Povich talks to mutilated mutants.
Absolutely. Then they'll break in as many times as they can. But
sure.
God forbid interrupting their network program. I couldn't. And they are the Uber Lemmings. They all do exactly what the other guy does.
That's right.
Nobody's going to stand and make a fist and actually, give us live coverage. I mean, it's so frustrating.
There is nobody, certainly in this room, that loves football more than me.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, even as great a game as it was last night.
Is there anything more important to everybody in this city right now?
Break in to the goddamn football game and tell me that someone is shot. Do you know how? I will tell you how I found out.
Show me where, show me, where the police think the guy's going. And, if he's coming in your direction. If you're out there, it's just they needed the information out.
To show you the level of how heightened people's awareness is about the situation, last night, about 5 till 10, I looked outside. I saw my kid's truck wasn't there. And I said to Frida, "Where's Bart?" And she said, "He went out to get gas." And I said, "Well, what's he doing going to get gas at night?" He says, "He wants to get gas at night." All right, that's fine. I understand that. He's, he's a little uptight like everybody is going out during the daytime.
I don't think there's anybody that has filled up their car that doesn't have that on their mind. Sure.
I get a phone call from my kid. 5 minutes after I said this to my wife, I get a phone call from my kid. "Hey, Dad." He says, "Yeah." He says, "I'm listening to WTOP. Now, this is a first.
Yeah.
My kid is listening to the news station.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear there has been another shooting?"
Right.
I go, "No, I see 49ers are winning 14-10. Hold on.
So your kid was the one who gave you the heads up.
Yeah, I go, let me turn on Channel 9. Now it's CSI. Let me turn on Channel 5, baseball game. Channel 4, I go, are you sure you heard the right thing?
Yeah, because we are so underserved and we were so completely, they punted it last night and they ought to be held accountable for that.
And then, so I turn on Channel 360, Fox News Channel, and of course, you know, over there they've got the whirling American flag in one corner, and they got the Fox Live in the other corner down the bottom of the screen. I mean, you got to be blind not to see it. Then they got the giant Fox News alert: sniper strikes again.
And you know, don't tell me that all these local TV stations just didn't know what was going on. This was a conscious decision,
yes,
not
course.
To interrupt their programming. And man, I am so mad. I was mad last night. I'm even madder today about it. I really am.
So I called Mike. I started calling people. I mean, that's kind of how I'm just reacting to this.
And after you called me, I sat there channel surfing like I've never surfed before through the local channels, just in disbelief that they were running little crawls like a thunderstorm warning,
right,
for what is really the biggest news story. Since 9/11. It's incredible.
And in some ways, worse than 9/11. And I mean, I'm not drawing any bad parallels here, but what I'm saying is 9/11, okay, we understand. You know, we're being attacked by terrorists. We've got to hunker down. We've got to get together.
No, I know exactly what you're saying.
This is a different kind of.
In its own way, it's got it has affected more people with fear than, than 9/11
did. Anybody thinks that it could happen to them anywhere you go.
Right, right.
And even if you stop thinking about it, if you're lucky enough to be driving along and listening to a song or listening to a radio show, and then we're going to stop talking about this soon for this exact reason, but and you're not hearing about it, then as soon as you pull up next to a gas station, suddenly you remember it again because you see people hiding in their cars, or you go by. I went by a shopping center today that was normally jam packed, and
I filled up my car today.
Was empty.
I filled up my car today. It's the first day I was out on a main drag. It's the first day that I put the pump in, put it on auto, had my door open, sat down in my car, waited to hear the click, got out, put the pump back in. It's the first time I've done that. If you don't think everybody's affected by this. Everybody is affected by this now, and I don't want to get on anybody except these news outlets for not, but you're getting so frustrated, and you see the amount of manpower and the law enforcement that is on the scene, and it just, and you know, the fact that they shut down a quarter square mile area, yeah. I mean, it's amazing.
So I'm calling people last night. After I called Mike, I called a couple of the friends of mine, and one of my friends, a book smart guy, he says to me, well, did you ponder the fact that perhaps the reason that the news channels are covering this and the local channels are not is that they don't want to give this chap the publicity he so seems to be craving. And as a matter of fact, I'm all for this. I'm fine with the crawl on the screen because, frankly, the bugger is not getting what he wants. Well, I disagree with that.
I totally disagree.
Yeah. And I know there's a lot of people who think that way, that because radio and TV's talking about it, like the guy's getting his nut off. Well, I don't care if the guy's getting his nut off. We have to talk about it.
Yes. Well, I have a feeling also if you let the public know, especially immediately after it happens, as soon as you can, and you get the word out.
As much information as you can from people who were there.
You may get the information out to somebody that's getting in their car ready to go to the night shift. Somebody that's going to be on one of those roads. Somebody's going to, be aware. He's going to see something. Right now, right after this happens, obviously it's the most crucial time, and you get the information out to the public.
Amen.
And they blew it. And they blew it last night, and they blew it for I'd like to know an answer. I'd like to know why they didn't do it. I'd like to know why not one network affiliate in Washington, D.C. went on with full coverage of that prior to 11 o'clock, and none of them did it. None of the sons of bitches.
Well, you know why? It's because they're ruled by the almighty dollar.
I would assume
so. And they don't want it. They didn't want it, because they're all sitting there. You know that at Channel 4 there's a guy, and he's got three other TVs watching 5, 7, and 9, and he's going, well, they're not breaking in.
Right.
And at Channel 5 there's a guy watching 4, 7, 9. He goes, well, they're not breaking in. Channel 7, the guy's watching 9, 5, and 4. Well, they're not breaking in. The guy at 9's going, well, hey, well, if the other three aren't breaking in, I'm not breaking in.
It makes me so mad I could spit. I really, if it went down like that,
And I can only think it probably did.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if anybody's as outraged yes, as I am about that. And I don't know why I'm that mad about it. But I am that. I was after you called me, I said, God, this is huge. This is so important to everybody in our area. And I'm sitting there having to wade through crossing effing Jordan.
And part of the deal is, as we mentioned last week, when this sniper first started shooting people around D.C., some of these same TV stations that we're criticizing today have had the balls over the last 2 weeks to run promos for themselves saying, when the sniper struck, Channel 4 was there.
How about a promo now? When the sniper struck, we gave you 1 hour of programming on the network that had nothing to do with it because we were too gutless to lose the money.
Right. Hi, this is Bob Smith, general manager of Channel 9. I was watching Channel 7, and I was watching Channel 5, and I was watching Channel 4. I didn't have the guts to break into CSN iMiami, because I know it's such a popular show and all.
Got to watch David Caruso's mug.
Jesus Christ. Ridiculous.
And are you like me, even with the resources that these major news channels have, when this happens, I go to my local stations because it's local. It's a local story. Yeah. You know, they know the area. They've got their traffic reporters out and about.
I don't know.
And I felt amazingly let down.
And the more that this happens, and I think that the cops are doing a great job.
Everything they can.
I kind of think this whole white van thing, this whole white truck thing, it's a ruse. I think the guy is driving a little black sports car somewhere.
Did you have your head on a swivel like I did today driving into work?
Yeah.
And they gave a specific... a very, very specific composite right before I left the house, which was a white Chevy Astro van.
With a left tail light that's not broken but not working.
And then specifically on top, on the rack that is on top, on the ladder rack that's mounted on top of the truck, a bent, I think it's on the left side, a bent little handle. That doesn't match the other handle.
Now,
so
there's one
looking at that on my drive in.
There's one of two things. Either this guy is so brazen and so bold that he is driving this a white van or a white box car, whatever they call them, to kill these people, or he's smart enough to know that it's one of those things that 3 weeks ago I could have said to you, Mike, how many white Astro vans did you see on the way to work today? And you would have gone, duh. Now you look around and suddenly you realize...
White vans are... It's unbelievable.
Every carpenter, every plumber,
right.
every guy that cuts lawns for a living, yep. They all have the same white van.
It's truly amazing. And you become aware of just how many there are. We're riding them without.
And then I think, well, then maybe the sniper's not as dumb as I think. You know, he's kind of smart. He's picked a van that's nondescript, that's everywhere. But then on the other hand, well, everybody now is looking for white vans. That's all we're looking for is white vans. How do you know he didn't have a buddy there in a white van? And he says, okay, I'm gonna pop the lady here from my Lexus. And then when I pop the lady, what I want you to do is you just haul ass. You just...
Right.
You,
I was thinking about the same scenario. I mean, if it is... You know, more than one person. If there is some sort of conspiracy afoot here that two people are doing this together. I mean, it's amazing, and the brazenness of these attacks,
especially last night,
just incredible. And of course, last night, you know, in an underground area where it was a covered parking garage. Just each time you think this guy's got an MO,
although he
goes against it.
Although he still didn't break totally from his MO because seven corners. The reason they call this part of D.C., of Northern Virginia, Seven Corners is because literally there are seven highways that converge in exactly the same spot.
Right.
And if you were going to do something to somebody and you wanted a good getaway spot,
right.
Say, baby, Seven Corners is it, because you can get on Route 50, you can get right on 66, you can get on Route 7, you can get on 236. I mean, there are seven different highways.
Yeah.
That all go right into this one big, and it's a pain in the ass area to drive in.
Yeah,
anyway.
I heard somebody saying, it wasn't a good area because of the congestion that's there at all times of the day. But you know what? I think the fact that there's so many different roads there,
they had to
that
chase.
Overshadows the fact. And Rob, you hang out there a lot.
Yeah, and also last night, I mean, traffic was light. It was still a legal holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard that at one point, they even said that he might have headed towards D.C. on 50.
Right.
And that's another great place to get lost in is Washington, D.C. I mean, this is a very different way to do it, but still, I hate to say it, but really smart.
Well,
and you know, we're all feeling this anxiety for people around the country that, you know, this is a national story and you're aware of what's going on. But here in D.C., it is now gotten to the point where it is top of mind with everyone.
Catch them. Do the cops catch them? I know you're trying to, FBI, Secret Service, Park Police, catch them. News stations, give us news when there's news, not when it's convenient for you.
And, you know, the dilemma about what they release and what the news stations, if they discover it, go with, I think I've come full circle on that. I've almost changed my policy, 360 degrees, because at first I said, if the cops aren't doing this, you know, and a reporter gets some kind of fact that might help, no. I think they've got to work together, and they've got to release information when the police want them to. And I'm not sure whether this information about using, this military drone aircraft now for overhead surveillance, I'm not sure whether the cops would have really delighted in that news being released.
We can agree on this. When it happens, break into Crossing Jordan.
Yeah, break into anything.
Break into the football game.
Right.
Break into CSI, even if it's the regular CSI. Break into it. I won't be mad at you.
And that goes for you, too.
You got it.
Now, what's the latest information you have on that composite van? It's the Chevy Astro van, right?
There are actually three composite sketches out now. Two were released by the Spotsylvania police, and
that's the most recent.
The Dodge Econo van, and also the Chevy Astro that was mentioned earlier.
Econo van, isn't it?
But they're also looking. There's still a composite out of the white box van that was spotted leaving one of the Maryland shootings.
They don't necessarily want to rule that out.
And just as you have said, there are experts now saying, you know, it may not be a guy in a white van. It may be something else entirely, and we shouldn't be too closed-minded about what we're looking for.
Unless the guy wants to get caught, and I guess maybe he does, they're all like all these psycho guys, they want to get caught. Everybody in this area, 5 million people live in Washington, D.C. We are all looking for white vans now.
I don't really, I know in the history of...
So do you think that the guy would continue to drive a white van, unless he's going to do it like maybe as just a ploy, a pawn?
You know, in the history of serial killers, I don't think there's been a serial killer that has affected an area like this. With the frequency, with the time in between these murders, with the publicity that it has garnered, if he's not a terrorism, he has certainly terrorized a community and a community of millions of people. I mean, because we are, if we're not aware that we all live in a little anthill in this city, I mean, this city is so grossly overpopulated right now anyway, it's amazing. It really is.
I thought about the fact that when I read this morning that the woman had been actually shot in the head, that's how she was killed. I thought about the two guys you saw the other day in their bulletproof vests and the call that we got that said, you know, those vests wouldn't do any good.
Yeah, right, wear a helmet.
Yeah.
And you know what? I also saw today on the news, of course, when they had plenty of time to fill, when they weren't running valuable network programming, they had a guy on from some military store, and he said, I'm sold out of bulletproof vests.
Yeah.
They cost $2,000 each, and I'm sold out of them. I had 10 of them in stock, and I'm sold out of them now.
Yeah. Amazing.
Jesus Christ. Jesus H. Christ. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey guys, I grew up in that area. I went to the high school around there, Jeff Stewart, and I called my friend last night after it happened. He's going to a Baltimore International College. And even in Baltimore, he had no clue what had happened. His family lived 7 minutes away from that Home Depot.
I don't know what, I mean, as Don said, it's probably the all-American dollar, but I'll tell you, nobody's answering to it today, and I really hope that
nobody's calling them on it. Who's going to call them on it? Normally, TV stations call each other out.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Like if Channel 9 does something bad, Channel 7 leaks something to a Post reporter saying, hey, guess what? Channel 9 screwed up on the story. Well, they all screwed up, so they're not going to turn each other in.
Right. No, I think it's inexcusable. I really do.
It's horrible. You know, my father lives about less than a quarter mile from there.
Right.
And I called him last night as soon as I saw the crawl at the beginning of CSI, and he said, well, that explains the choppers. You know, I mean...
They blew it.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all home. It's a Monday night. Most people are in front of those tubes.
Right.
And, Jesus, I still am astonished that, you know, you got a call from your son, you called me, otherwise we're all sitting there until 11 o'clock
right.
when the programming's over.
And normally I'm, you know, it's,
and if you're watching the games, either the Monday night game or the playoff game, you're not going to know.
And no. And
let's just see the crawl when they want you to see it.
Yeah, at halftime, which you know,
and they don't even run the crawl continuously.
Oh no, not during commercials.
No,
not during commercials.
I believe on CSI, don't they run something before they run the Who song and the credit and the credits?
Yeah.
They waited until it was the opening montage. They didn't run the crawl over the show, just over the credits.
Who knows? I mean, I just think it sucks.
All right. Thank you for calling. Did you want to say anything else? What?
Yeah, I was going to say, even last week, I work in Fairfax, and when the killing happened in Manassas, they didn't even break through on Sweeps. It was like Wednesday or Thursday night. They didn't even break through to tell you what had happened. We were checking. We have DirecTV at work. We were checking TNN. But 4, 7, 9, and 5, nobody was showing anything about it until 11 o'clock after Sweeps.
They're so...
No, it's not Sweeps.
It's,
they're
it's
not...
Yeah, they're ramping up for it.
They're not in Sweeps yet.
Right. They're so encouraged to break in for their 12 noon or 1 o'clock news conference, which is BS, where nothing is said, really, of any relevance. But yet, when it's a real really a breaking story, they decide to run their program. I am astonished.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was telling Joe that aside from what you guys are saying, I agree with what you're saying with regards to the fact that they break in with quote-unquote breaking news that means nothing, and they have nothing to say to us.
Right.
And then they don't break in, and what I was going to say was that all of their efforts today are, they've got 5 satellite trucks outside of my house.
Right.
We live about 5 houses down from where the woman who was shot last night lived.
Oh,
They knocked on her door, and her husband, I guess in his grief, thought maybe that the police were going to be knocking on his door or somebody else was knocking on her. And here he was, you know, and then they take their efforts not to inform us, but like parasites,
bingo.
They come here, and obviously, while he's in crisis and in grief, they're trying to sell newspapers.
You know, that's what they do, and generally we'll take that, you know, on one hand, because on the other hand we do get the breaking news. But if you're not going to give us the breaking news, right, then you kind of lose your right to be a parasite.
That's right. Yeah,
you lose the right to be a vulture and to go knock on some guy's door whose wife just got clipped in the head.
You're in a situation right now where this goes beyond the rules of journalism and the rules of police work, and you're in a situation where this community wants one thing. We all want the same thing. It's gotten to a point where we're going to be out in the streets popping champagne if they catch this son of a bitch.
Absolutely.
And you got to focus on that and getting the information out. I don't want to see right now the... You know, the victims and the Dateline crap. Let's go through the victims and what kind of people they were. I'd like to see just what I wanted last night. As soon as something happens,
that's all I was.
Use the power of your technology.
Get on right away. Just get on right away and say, "Hey, listen, we know you like the football game, but the sniper hit again."
But do you think anybody, if they broke in, either with the playoff game or the football game,
nobody would.
You think anybody would be criticizing them?
No.
I mean, they would
not
completely
here.
Be justified.
Maybe Leonard Shapiro.
Yeah, probably.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hi.
First, I have to say I absolutely love you guys. Thanks. I've listened to you for years, and
I feel a butt coming on.
But. I respectfully disagree with some points. I was watching CSI last night. I thought that in fact they did the scrawl, and that's how we found out what happened. But it got to the point where they didn't have anything to say. There was no new, they were making stuff up almost, and it seemed ridiculous if they had preempted the entire show when they really didn't have anything to add to the story.
Oh no, honey, last night around 10 o'clock, there was plenty to add to the story.
They had the traffic. They had the traffic cameras that were showing the traffic.
They were showing that.
Here's my point.
Mm-hmm.
When you have this go down, when it's fresh. Let me finish. It is absolutely essential that the networks, that the local affiliates break in and have that on the screen with no commercials, with no programming, so that they can let people know in that area. And I'm talking about in that area.
Around the 7 corners.
So that there's even the slightest chance that, as I said, somebody might be heading out of their house. Somebody might not know, and they're in the immediate area. All of a sudden, they see a car down on a back street.
Right.
Stuff like that can happen right after the incident occurs.
It's all about immediacy.
Well, that part I definitely agree with you about, but But don't you feel like it got to the point, I mean, when I was still watching it, when they preempted Letterman and Leno and all that.
Well, yeah,
that,
you mean,
it was ridiculous.
Yes, now, honey, see, listen, you understand, but you don't understand. You're such a stupid female. Let me, let me try to explain it to you now. Honey, the correct call would have been to go on at 10 o'clock with as much as you know and blanket. Absolutely blanket the market so everybody and his brother knew that this had happened and these are the facts as we know it. Then, by the time 11:30 comes, by the time that really when you're out of news,
yeah,
that's when you put on Letterman.
Yeah, you get an hour and a half of solid blanket coverage. Then you don't have to be sitting there, but that's not what they do. You see, what they do is they wait, and they don't preempt their network coverage, and then they come on, and at a certain point, it just gets blah, 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 and it's useless.
You see, silly girl, there's so little...
I'm not so silly, because when you put it that way, I agree with you.
You're so silly.
But I'm agreeing with you, though. I think that it got to the point, though, where it got ridiculous with the coverage, and I would much rather have watched Letterman than
watched Duke.
Honey,
by 11:30, I agree. Listen, for the last time, I agree with you. By 11:30, no pun intended, it was a dead story. It was not. It was not new.
Right.
But it was new at 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And 10 o'clock is when they should have broken in.
So see, I do agree with
and
you.
And all it gets down to is the politics in this case of Channel 9 deciding mm-hmm. that. It's more important to run a first-run episode of CSI...
Which wasn't even that good.
...than to break in. And, of course, since it's just Letterman,
mm-hmm.
I
got to stop you right there. So did you see the crawl and then just go on watching your little episode?
We were watching CSI. We saw the crawl. We would watch them go into the commercial breaks. But I also flipped to the other channels to find out if anyone else broke in.
I mean,
and noticed that
once
the baseball game was still going on, the football game was still going on. I mean, nobody else had broken into the
country. As a Washingtonian and somebody who's lived in the area, once I became aware of the fact that I didn't care about a baseball game, a football game, CSI or Crossing Jordan.
This is why the TV stations are wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We even flipped to like CNN and Fox.
All right, just wanted to make sure
citizen.
Oh, absolutely. We were trying to follow the story, but basically everybody at that point was saying there's really bad traffic. They shut down all the roads, and they didn't know exactly. They didn't have a lot of details at that point. Wow. So we went back to watching the show. And
poor sweet girl. Go do your nails. Go do your nails. Love you. Goodbye.
Love you. Bye.
Bye bye. So, you know, sometimes women just don't understand.
I don't think it's a woman thing.
It's a man's world out there.
There you go.
You know, men must...
She didn't get as mad at that as I thought she would.
Men must control this situation. Hello, Son of Mike Show.
Holy crap. You guys should have cut her off earlier.
Oh, and listen, the other thing I got to tell you, really, about women not being in control. Did anybody catch Doreen Gensler last night on Channel 4?
No.
Oh, my God. Well, she was falling apart.
Really?
I mean, not emotionally falling apart. It was just Grady wasn't there. You know, Jim Vance.
Right.
I think he's looking more and more like Grady from Sanford and Son.
Right.
He wasn't there, so it was just her.
Yeah.
And she was having to deal with the news coming into her earpiece, and she had no teleprompter to read.
Right.
And she was looking into the wrong camera, and she was like halfway through the story, she was just saying, oh, and I used to live. She looked at the camera, she goes, and I used to live in the Seven Corners area. I mean, Doreen Gensler was one wacky broad last night on Channel 4 at 11.
At 11.
Yeah. At
11 after Crossing Jordan was
correct.
Over.
Correct. Correct. All right. Hi. What can we do for you?
Hey, guys. I'm just calling up to say that, you know, I totally agree with you guys. You know, Don, you said you heard from Bart when he was out about what's going on. You know, it's kind of wrong in itself. And then here we are up in Montgomery County, and, you know, we found out about it was I had friends from New York City and, you know, and from up in New York State calling down and telling us, oh, yeah, there's a shooting there. Is it near you?
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
You know, and you have no idea what the hell's going on because these, you know, jackass stations aren't doing anything.
But they'll put, you know, people on top of people on top of people out of that command center out at Montgomery County so we can all get the very latest on nothing.
Yeah,
but when it comes to really, you know, the breaking story, I think they all
got
to be on their
game.
They blew it.
It's funny. It's not funny, but it's funny. Guys get a call from New York to find out someone else got shot in D.C.
And I don't want to overstate it. You know, it's not like they're responsible. And if they had done this, they would have caught the guy. You don't know. It's just, I think everybody in the city wanted to know immediately and didn't want to see it on a crawl and didn't want to see it on a little 10-second update. It's just inexcusable.
And you know why, TV stations, you're asking for this? Because you run these goddamn promos saying,
mm-hmm.
Channel 7 is on your side. Channel 9 News. No gimmicks. No hype. Just the news.
Right.
Channel 4 working for you. I know all of your bull S-H-I slogans.
Mm-hmm.
This is the one time that we wanted the slogan to actually mean something.
Yeah, and it doesn't.
And it didn't. It meant dick.
And if you, you know... I don't think anybody that really thinks it through think that will think that we're being too hard.
And no, here's the last thing I'll leave you with on this, and then I'll close out my big mouth topic on this. That if it was a pending snowstorm,
oh yeah,
they would have blown off football, CSI,
yeah.
Crossing Amy or Jordan, whatever that show was, and the baseball. They would have blown them all off.
Right.
If there was a chance we were going to get 1 inch of snow,
mm-hmm.
I swear to Christ they would.
And they will.
They would have immediately, boom, that's what it takes to get the programming off, the chance of snow.
Mm-hmm.
But not the 12th person being shot by the sniper.
Yeah, some might think if they listen to this show that you and I have made a kind of a cottage industry of slamming the local television stations. But you know what? It's time they got their S together.
And
it
Mike,
really is.
Kyle Osborne from Channel 8 called.
Okay, good.
Yeah. And he wants some props.
All right, we're now that's new. Is News Channel 8 still?
Yes.
But the problem is
chugging.
Yeah, they did a great job coverage, what I understand, but we all have the dish.
But it's not a real station.
Well, actually, it is. It's a combined news facility with Channel 7.
Yeah, but it's not on Channel 7.
Right, that's true.
Where everybody can see it.
No, that's true. I'm just saying.
It's on your little Cox cable.
That's right.
Where 20 people can see it.
I'm just saying they have all the cameras, all the trucks, all the reporters at their disposal.
Got a coffee machine.
I'd like to hear, you know. What his thoughts are. I mean, he's worked on Channel 7 and on Channel 8.
They were
right?
on it no later than 10 o'clock, I know.
Hey, Kyle.
Kyle, it's Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, dude, you called?
Yeah, what's up, man?
Hey, you're on the air. Kyle, how you doing today?
How's it going?
So,
have you heard us railing against what happened last night?
I haven't heard you, but a friend told me that you guys were railing because I'm in a new office. I don't have a radio yet.
Let me give it to you really quickly, Kyle. What we've been bitching about is the fact that all the major network affiliates, Channel 4, Channel 7, Channel 5,
Channel 9,
all of them, didn't break in to their regular programming to cover this, to saturate this full time when it occurred. Like they would if this shooting occurred in the morning,
mm-hmm.
you know, all you got was a crawl here.
Or if it was a snowstorm.
A 10-second update here. And we're furious about that because we really thought that the most important thing you guys do in the news business is when this thing happens, that immediately the word gets out so that people can be aware, especially if they're in the community, of what has just happened.
See, this is why you guys got to get cable. Cause you're on that
that's what he's doing. He's promoting his own commercial
because,
now.
Seriously, our thing is first on, last off. That's what our new boss says. First on, last off. Think about the pressure these other guys are under, man. CSI, Miami, Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
Must be tremendous pressure to break away from something.
Well, Kyle, let me ask you something. And again, you got your commercial here for Channel 8, News Channel 8. Let me ask you, really, the mindset at the other stations. Is it because?
Is it dollars?
Is it because they're running CSI? Is it because it's Monday Night Football they don't break in?
I wonder. I'm skeptical because I'm like you, and that's the first thing that comes to my mind, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're not...
Also, I mean, think about this. Remember when the Space Shuttle Challenger blew up in, like, in 1986 or whatever?
Sure. Right.
You know, I worked for an ABC station at the time. We were flooded with calls, people pissed off that all my children wasn't running. And this was the space shuttle that just went down.
Right.
So there's also pressure from the viewers out there. Believe it or not, sometimes they'd rather watch.
Yeah, but it's a little different. You know, 15 or 18 years ago, a space shuttle blowing up, which you know, didn't affect everybody directly. You're talking about this is something everybody in the whole metro area.
A threat to this area. When you hear that woman that called us, though, and you wonder, you know, I don't buy the fact that she went to the news stations. I think she watched CSI Miami,
because mm-hmm.
she was talking about it wasn't very good anyway.
Yes, yeah,
I think she saw the crawl and went back to her I don't know how anybody could. I don't know how anybody could. It doesn't make sense.
Well, don't think less of me. I did go back to the football game once I got my full of it.
Yeah, well, you were also the one that called me and knew exactly who was giving the coverage, and you recommended News Channel 8 to me.
And also, this is the situation where immediacy could really help catch the snow.
Yeah, let me ask from a journalistic standpoint, Kyle, when you're talking about the most important thing you guys do right now,
yep.
don't you think it's to get on and saturate the airwaves as soon as this son of a bitch attacks again, so that anybody that's you know, within viewing range and is happens to be in the area can know that this just happened in case anybody sees something.
I agree, and that's what we did at News Channel 8. And the thing is, you know, we're in the same newsroom with Channel 7 now. So think of us as sisters. Think of us as one entity.
They're the ugly sister, though.
You should tell the news director. I don't know. What's the news director's name at Channel 7?
Steve Hamill.
Tell Steve that the next time something like this happens, he ought to go into the general manager's office, or he ought to be on the phone with the general manager and jump up and down until they give him the controls of the station, because he ought to be on with that.
He has the controls. He's a pussy. thank God the sniper doesn't have a snow machine. So if the sniper had one of those snow machines like they use up at Ski Liberty,
right?
Well, then he'd get himself some coverage, man. I mean, if he made it snow for like a quarter of an inch, they would then all the stations shut down. Kyle Osborne, we have to go.
You got anything new before we let you go?
Well, I hope that soon you may also see me on a broadcast station instead of just cable, and then you guys might give me a little bit more respect.
Kyle, I was talking about anything new about the story. But thank you for promoting yourself.
To the little cable boy.
Yes, thank you for promoting yourself when I was asking if you knew anything new about the story.
Say hello to your Uncle Ozzy for us.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Kyle Osborne.
I do have a little something new, a small nugget. Fox News Channel right now is reporting that police say that information they gathered from the scene of last night's shooting will lead to an arrest. I'll keep watching it and let you know.
You know what? Everybody right now, say a prayer if that's true. Yeah. If that's true, man, that boy, I'd love it to happen. And Well, now I'm being selfish. Wouldn't it be great if it happened while we were still on the air?
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, we'll cover it. How's it going, guys?
Hey, listen, I want to say something right now. Sniper, turn yourself into us.
Yeah.
Right now. Is that too self-serving?
No.
Well, it's not a good idea. Mm-hmm. You know, we're violent men, Don.
Turn yourself into us.
Yeah.
Here's what you do. Call us up first.
Right.
Oh, and you know what? I read, Jesus Christ, what's that dumb disc jockey, Cow?
Man Cow.
Yeah.
Some douchebag called. He's a guy in Chicago.
Right.
Some douchebag calls his show and said,
I'm the sniper.
So now,
oh, really?
Now this disc jockey had the FBI come talk to him because some douchebag called a disc jockey.
That's the way it works.
Yeah.
I mean, they got to check everything out.
Yeah, you know, and now the disc jockey is like getting his face all over the newspaper.
Yeah. So that's a small nugget that could be a very big nugget.
At least I hope so. I'll let you know.
I'm watching him.
So. Lisa has just sent me an instant message. Well, thank you, darling. I love you too.
Oh, that's
nice. Mike.
That was the instant message.
No, I'm kidding. It says I am hearing helicopters flying around here like crazy.
Really?
Hmm.
I don't know. Of course, maybe that's just Lisa. Maybe that's just the sound in her head.
I think they're, you know what, even where I live, out in the remote area, they were out there today. Yeah, to the point where I went out on the deck to see what was going on. I think they're just all over the place.
Hey, last call. You're on the air. Hi.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I am absolutely disgusted by these monsters that call themselves the media. How dare they knock on the victim's door, okay, at a time like this. I mean, that guy's in mourning. He has to deal with the loss of his wife.
Are you that?
I'm going to go knock on a guy's door. I mean, these guys are bloodsuckers.
Let me just say, and you may be right about that, and the guy who called earlier may be right, but let me also say that the family actually sent out a spokesman today to talk to the media. So, I'm not sure if these people's privacy was actually invaded.
Buzz, why
I know
they
wanted to make it.
You know why they had to send out a spokesman? Because
right.
All of the dumb news people were knocking on their door.
Right, but the family, because she was an FBI employee, an intelligence expert, the family wanted to make a statement, and the FBI has released a statement
as
well.
That was something else I heard last night that pissed me off, too. What did Rob just write down and give to you?
No, Rob. The helicopters were not paparazzi trying to photograph me.
I think they were.
In my underwear.
There he is!
Yeah.
Please. I heard again last night somebody quoted on one of these cable news shows saying that because the woman worked in some capacity with the FBI,
right?
Again, they said the same, well, now it's personal. Yeah, and if there's ever a horse's ass statement like that, it wasn't personal enough with the 11 other people that were shot. Yeah. It's the same thing that
personal to everybody in the goddamn city.
It's the same thing that Moose said when the kid was shot. When Moose said, well, now that a child's been shot, now it's serious.
It's silly. I mean, people sometimes just want to say something to say something.
Always serious.
Did you hear the crackpot theory on CNN last night?
No, what?
I'm just getting this that
Oh, this Home Depot was less than a quarter mile away from my Michaels craft
store. Yeah, they're into that Michaels
angle. Oh, yeah, they do like that a lot.
They love the shootings have been near Michaels.
Yeah.
And they're looking, they're grasping at straws. Yeah, anything
the fact
can...
that it's a shopping center, okay?
Right. That's really what it is.
All of these shootings have been in and around the D.C. area.
You never know.
Exactly.
We don't know now. Could be a lot of things.
Oh, yeah, I heard him saying that too, Rob, but they were saying, really, perhaps the killer is trying to tell the police his name is Michael.
Come on. Okay, now we're out there.
Yeah.
I heard it last night. His name. All right, let's break. That's it.
All right.
We'll let you know if anything else happens.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, we got a show to get to. Oh, and I've got probably not the right climate for it, but I've got some road rage to tell you about.
Mm. Your own?
Yes. Everybody's today. Last night.
Everybody's a little uptight.
Yeah. Last night on the web, I have no excuse. It was before the lady was shot.
Doesn't matter. Everybody's on edge. Been on edge all week.
But I think he's right. Clear the line right now. 877-365-36. 3600th caller gets a shot of $1,000 of the Secret Sound. Good luck, you animals.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What could I do when I was Celestia? I spoke a different language. I spoke a different language that God and I spoke together. I could see into the future. I could heal people.
Can you still remember that language you spoke?
Of course.
Can you do any of it?
Sure. What would you like me to say?
I don't know. Anything.
Well, the word for God, okay, a lot of it is prayer. The word for God in my language was called Kines. Ah, Kines. Akafonka tuna don. It is a good fortune, Issa Don, to be here.
The Don and Mike Show.
Crazy, crazy.
Hey, baby, hey, baby.
With or without lubricant, they're still two of the best jerks around. Don and Mike.
Remember that when we all found out Anne Hayes was crazy?
She crazy.
That was good. That was a good time. Unlike today. So let down. It had nothing to do with the sniper. I don't have my diet vanilla coke.
Oh, no. You know, I was in the grocery store, and so influenced by your advocation of this new software that I was very disappointed when I couldn't find it in my local Giant.
I'm going to have a prize for the first person to bring me.
People sprinted from the parking lot into the Giant food store.
A 12-pack of Diet Vanilla Coke. Not regular vanilla Coke.
Right.
Diet Vanilla Coke.
Is it going to be a 12-pack you keep here at the station?
No, it's going to be a 12-pack that I bring home with me.
All right. Would you give me one just to try? I know you're really, like, you're really possessive about your,
Mm-mm.
Okay, and then can that person, like, bring by an extra six-pack?
No. Because it's my deal. My deal here.
Wade?
Wait,
you could be just a little more charitable.
You wouldn't do the bet with me yesterday.
Is this my payback?
Yes.
All right, well, consider myself paid.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Did you get your right caller yet?
That's you. You're the 100th caller.
No way.
No, yes way. Hi, and what's your name?
It's Janet.
Janet, where are you from?
Actually, I'm from DuPont.
From DuPont. Where the hell's that?
It's near the Avoca Airport.
Oh, of course.
And where's that?
Do you know where Wilkes-Barre is?
Oh, yeah, Pennsylvania.
Gotcha. Oh,
well. Never heard of DuPont, Pennsylvania.
No. DuPont.
Congratulations, you won the Joe Ardinger mask. This Halloween mask is provided by AnyMask.com. The Any Kind of Mask store. That's a joke. It's actually you want a Dracula mask.
Dracula.
But you can get any mask you want. Go to AnyMask.com. They have the mask you want. Find them on the web at AnyMask.com. Now you'll play for $1,000.
Okay.
With a common everyday sound that has to do with your personal hygiene. This thing that makes the sound is available at 7-Eleven. Nationwide. And I'll give you another hint today.
Oh, nice.
So I'm feeling so generous.
Okay.
Speaking of him, Joe really needs this product.
Is it shampoo?
Hey, wait till you hear the sound.
Wait till you hear the sound.
Okay.
15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer so Mike sings like
Joan Jett.
Here we go.
Caller, name this sound.
Mike, on behalf of everybody, I thank you for bringing the sound into a musical decade that is only 20 years old as we stand by for JJ.
I love rock and roll. Put another dime in the jukebox, baby.
Yeah!
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
I tell you, modern that bit up.
Yeah, it, watch that trend.
$4,000. What was that sound?
A shampoo bottle.
Can you be more specific, please?
A flip-up top shampoo bottle sold at the...
Honey, when I say be more specific, I mean, what's it doing?
It's opening up.
Oh, it's... No.
Oh, we're sorry.
No, thank you. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, no, sorry.
Okay.
Thanks. Don't forget that every guess is a clue for you.
For you. I think
clue
I know what it is. Can I write down my guess?
Of course. If you think you know, of course. Please do.
All right.
It's an open forum. You know, I love nothing better than when you share the sound with us. I love nothing better than when you're in on the secret. So right away, Mike. And let me see. You've written down. No. It's not closing a toothpaste lid.
Okay.
It's not.
But hello to DuPont.
Yes, hello DuPont, Pennsylvania. And the buzz you wrote down.
Well, wild card, but just...
Shampoo bottle closing? No, it's not. It's not a shampoo bottle closing.
Oh, wait, I got another one. Oh, here we go.
Okay, come on. Guys, can we wait for the next caller 100? Okay, what do you got, Mike?
Just give me a second here.
Okay.
Please. Several words.
Okay, and... I bet it has something to do with vanilla Coke. Diet vanilla Coke. What is it? Deny vanilla, a diet vanilla Coke for your pal.
Opening a diet vanilla Coke for your pal?
No.
To try for the first time ever?
No. Right. No, maybe. I don't know. No,
well,
you don't.
I'm really kind of excited about that new software.
Sure. And the thing that they just, I'm pissed off because it was within my grasp. Saturday night, I was all Vicodin out, and I get a call from Lisa. Lily saying, hey, I'm in Walmart. I see that there are stacks of them from floor to ceiling, stacks of brand new Diet Vanilla Coke. I said, well, woman, and my quote was, buy as much as you can. I will pay you on Monday.
You had it already?
No, I've never had it.
Well, what if you don't like it?
I won't know until I get it, but I know that I loved Cherry Coke. But I couldn't drink Cherry Coke because it's too sugary, too bad for you.
I don't care for your Diet Cherry Coke. I've never liked that soft drink. It tastes like medicine to me.
Diet Cherry Coke is wonderful.
Is Diet Vanilla Coke a better flavor than Cherry Coke?
Yes, and let me tell you what I've done recently. What I've done is taken a can of regular Vanilla Coke and poured it in at the same time into a big tumbler. At the same time as I'm pouring in a can of Diet Cherry Coke.
Oh, cherry vanilla. Oh, what an incredible...
And if that is not a concoction that the people at Coca-Cola should be writing me a check for right now...
Cherry vanilla. It's a wonderful taste combination. You know, the ice cream makers have known that for years.
Yes. Out of their freaking minds if they don't send me a check for that. Big show today. Tell you about it in a second. I always like to look ahead. Tomorrow, this is what is great about our show. That tomorrow we will have, along with all the usual stuff, Wednesday means Greg Wilson Day.
Right.
Tomorrow we're going to have a guy on the show, very respected journalist, Tom Shales, the best TV reviewer in America, and he's also written a book about Saturday Night Live. He's coming on the show tomorrow.
Very good.
He would be one of our highbrow guests.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, he knows our show, likes our show.
And to balance that out tomorrow, also on the show, the Dom Triplets. These are three girls, three naked girls in Playboy. They're triplets, and they're going to come in tomorrow. They're going to get semi-nude, and they are going to coach Lisa, our producer, Lisa Herndon,
excellent,
who wants to be in the Women of Radio Playboy issue. And Lisa will be posing with them while Lisa wears a bikini tomorrow.
Well, isn't that fantastic?
So, I mean, we cover the spectrum here.
Nice. That's good.
Tomorrow we got it from your brain all the way down to your groin.
You don't want to miss tomorrow's show.
No. We got you covered. But no, you don't want to miss today either. Let me just tell you, more American Idiot coming today.
Very good.
And Dr. Duty will join us in a second.
He knows all about poo.
Always good to have Dr. Duty on the show. Mm-hmm. And Robbie and I are working on a pretty killer juju today.
Very good.
I don't know if it's going to pan out or not, but we're... trying to get a phoner going, so
very good.
You know, with all the snipers, all the snipage going on in the D.C. area, it's probably not the smartest move for me to make last night. But I'll tell you what I did: we get done with the show, and I pull out of the station. And we make the right hand turn at McDonald's, and I go down to the left hand, the Lee Highway Route 29 thing by the Exxons. There's an Exxon on one side, Exxon on the other. I make a left-hand turn there to get on Route 66. Now, anybody who's driven on this
road, this four-lane, more than four when it gets down by this intersection, big highway, Lee Highway. If you're going to make a left-hand turn, you're going towards Route 66, there are two left-hand lanes.
Right.
This is indicated by the fact that in the stoplights, there are two left-hand turn arrows.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the problem is they have repaved the road recently, but they haven't painted the lines on the road.
Right.
This would be the intersection of 123 and Route 29.
Correct. So I pull up last night, and there's a line of maybe 12 cars in the lane that's most near the island in the middle of the road,
okay,
waiting to make the left-hand turn. And I pull up, and I'm thinking to myself, dummies?
Lemmings!
There is a there's two lanes here. You know, I'm going to just pull up to the front of the next lane, to the right of the guy who's the first of the 12 cars.
And kind of hug the car on your left just to make sure you're right there.
Yeah, but I mean, it is a lane.
Yeah.
There are two left-hand turn lanes.
Oh, have been as long as I've been there.
I'm glad that you mentioned that. And here's why. I'm sitting there just minding my own business. Guy pulls up behind me. Lays on the horn. Gives me one of these. Beep, beep. Well, I indicate through my with my hand through the window, indicate up there. Look, there's two arrows.
Turning left.
Mm-hmm. Two lanes.
Turning left here, pal.
I give him the peace sign, you know, two lanes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now the guy lays, and I am not exaggerating, and I hope he's listening and calls in today. He lays the horn on like this. And it goes on longer than I'm running out of breath for. I'm just sitting there, and the guy is still just... So while he's doing this, I got so pissed. And I know it's not what you should do.
No.
It's never safe to get out of your car.
Oh, my God. Did you get out of your car?
I get out of my car. And when I'm getting out of my car, the guy is still... This douchebag has been honking at me nonstop for over 35 seconds now.
Did you go back to him?
I go back to the car. When I get to his driver's side window, the window comes down a little bit, and he stops. No, Rob, it wasn't the old man who hit me. He stops honking. Well, the window comes down a little bit, and he says, "Yeah?" And I said, "What are you honking at?" He said, "You are in the wrong lane." And I said, "You are in the wrong lane. This is a left-hand turn lane." He said, "I drive this road every day, pal. You're in the wrong lane." And I said, "I drive this road every day, pal, for 12 going on 13 years. And you see right up there those stoplights? Why do you think there are two green arrows? Why do you think there's one green arrow for that lane and another green arrow for this lane?" And he didn't have an answer for that. And then this is a beautiful moment where I won, where his wife said, "We're sorry." And I just stood there for a second, and I said to the guy, I said, "Okay, two left-hand turn lanes. Don't forget it." But the guy wouldn't let it go.
Right.
Because as I got back towards my car, right as I'm getting back in, I hear again,
just effing with you.
And as I turned around to go back to his car, the light changed. The light changed to green. So I got in my car, and I made the left-hand turn, but I'm going real slow, and I'm seeing now he realizes that I was right.
Right.
He has to go left.
Yeah.
So he has to follow me. So I'm going real slow and waiting for him to catch up behind me, and he turned into Fuddruckers, and he ran there.
He ran away.
It's
funny when he gave you the extra honk, though. It was just like an obnoxious honk.
Right, just like F you.
So the wife cleared it up for him.
That's funny. So the wife just leaned over and touched him on the shoulder.
You gotta be careful with that, though.
Yeah.
You don't just hop out of your car. You never know who's going to be in the car.
But the guy's just laying on the horn. I mean, and you know me, I am prone to exaggeration.
Don, why don't you be more like me, the peacenik?
But when I say 35 seconds, I mean it was longer than 35 seconds. And, of course, I'm getting the looks from all of the other people in the left-hand lane next to me looking at me like, why is the guy honking at you?
Right. Never, ever get out of your car.
I really should.
What you do is you put your car in reverse.
No, it was a huge mistake to get
put
out
your
of the car.
Use the vehicle to exact your revenge.
And I knew that, but you know one of the things? I really realized I got out of the car. Well, it's not a white Astro van.
Yeah.
I don't think, you know, the guy was driving a green Jeep Cherokee.
He'd probably be trying to avoid traffic altercations.
I would,
just
yeah,
my
I
opinion.
Oh, yeah. I would think so. So that's why I felt safe. Going back.
Well, I mean, it's not like that guy's got the corner on being the crazy. You know, it could be another guy that's just as mad and frustrated. And you know what? Everybody around town, at least that's the way, the whole town, around town now, people are just not happy. I mean, you can see it on everybody's face. Everybody's rushing around, rushing in and out of stores. It's just not fun.
Well, you dickhead. Dickhead last night at 705 on Route 123. You douche. There are two lanes there. Two lanes.
Two.
That's what I tried to point out to you when I was waving and you thought I was giving you the peace sign or whatever.
Sounds like you were hot.
It's pointing up there going, look, my hands out the window going, look at the light. Two. Meanwhile, I'm just...
Sounds like you were hot. Sounds like you were too darn hot.
Damn, I was hot.
Yeah.
Cool.
Two.
Man.
Darn.
You know, hot. If I hadn't just nearly, broken my hip, I would.
Yeah.
John L. Sullivan.
Look at you today, though. You're bouncing all around.
Yeah, well, I had a good therapy session today.
Excellent. How is she?
She's, I got a new one today.
You got a new one today?
Got me a new Philly today.
Very good.
New Philly. Rub me nice.
You.
Darn.
Hot.
She's a nice
darn.
I went in for my stupid-ass therapy.
But, I mean, you seem to be getting around much better.
Yeah, no, I'm feeling better. You feel good.
That's
strong.
Good. That's
strong
a good
strong
thing.
As bull.
That's good.
Strong as bull. Good. All of these therapy sessions, really, if there was some kind of sex involved, it might as well be pornography. Because
right.
Really, at this point, my back, my hip, and the muscles above my hip are still so tender and so bruised that all that the therapist can do is just lightly...
Massage.
Rub me.
Oh, very tender.
Yeah. Yes.
Delicate.
I'm thinking, like, I'm just one step away from having her just say, you know, I know it's painful, but why don't you just roll over on your back?
We're going to take your mind completely off this pain you have in your hip. Why don't you slip out of those pads?
I told you back in the day I used to go to places like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I met a black woman one time, one of the times I was with a sister.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a place in Indianapolis with Chuck Crane. Do you remember him, the disco dentist?
Tell me this story off air, much less on air.
The disco dentist?
No.
Dr.
No.
Chuck Crane?
No.
He was a guy who was a disc jockey at Q95,
mm-hmm.
where I was working, and he would go to dental school by day.
Right.
And he was a disc jockey at night.
So they called him doctor?
Yeah, he was the disco dentist.
The disco dentist.
Dr. Chuck Crane. And there was this place outside Indianapolis, right over the city line.
Naked City?
That you would drive to. No, not Naked City.
Okay.
But you would go there, and it was basically a place to get a handy job.
Yeah.
And... He found out about it.
The disco dentist?
Yeah, and came and told all of us at the radio station.
And he'd be putting his hands in people's mouths. Well, I guess he wasn't doing it.
No. You know, and the great thing was, this was back, now I'm thinking back, this was like 1978.
Yeah.
79. I know it was definitely before the 80s. A bargain, as I recall.
And what was the fee?
Like $10.
Wow.
$10.
Hey, the Midwest.
You know,
America's breadbasket.
Nice right. looking girl. And I remember I was sitting in there. It was Chuck Crane, the disco dentist, and me, and maybe big Ron O'Brien, not Don O'Brien.
You think Chuck and Ron are going to be uptight about you, you know, suddenly sharing this information?
No, none of us were married at the time.
Right.
As a matter of fact, the entire air staff, we were all single.
Yeah.
At the station that we worked at, Q95, we were all single. Mm-hmm. I remember him coming in one day and just saying, because I did the afternoon show, he did the night show, and Big Ron did the midday show. Big Ron was in the studio. He came in. He said, "You're not going to believe this place I found."
Right.
I found this place. You go in.
Were you guys like in your car 10 minutes later
for $10? Now it's kind of a shady looking place.
Yeah.
But you go in, and all you do is you just it's a bed in a room. You lay there, you just you take off your pad, the girl comes out, and $10, you're in and out.
Like a drive-thru.
And
incredible.
And at first I was wary. I think I was wary for about one day.
Then the next, right. What?
The next day.
20 times, you the next day.
The next day, the next day I went. I didn't want to go at first.
Right, and then they knew you.
And then I went. Mm-hmm. And then after a while, and it wasn't me, I don't think it was the disco dentist. Somebody brought the girls at this brothel t-shirts with our radio station's logo.
Right.
That's so nice. All of the whores, all of the hand whores,
right,
were wearing t-shirts that said, you know, 295 plays the best.
I think it was the disco dentist that gave them the t-shirts.
The best rock. It was never known who gave them the t-shirt.
Were you guys happy about that or unhappy about that?
Unhappy.
Yeah.
Unhappy.
Kind of ruining the secret.
Because the thought is, I remember saying to the disco dentist, what happens when, you know, regular Joe postal worker
right.
comes in and says, hey, 95Q, well, that's my favorite station. Where'd you get the shirt? And the girl says, you know, oh, honey child, they all come in here. Disco Dennis, Dan,
right.
Don
right.
Geronimo, Big Ron O'Brien, Bill Garcia, they all come in here.
Sounds like you had quite a bit of camaraderie on the staff.
Ray Zola. You know him.
And now, did you know for a fact that all these guys went?
I do know because we all went together one time.
Yeah. How many guys at one time went?
Five.
Wow.
It was Ray Zoller, the morning guy.
Yeah.
I remember his name because he used to, when he would play the Bay City Rollers, he would call them the Ray City Zollers.
Ah, there you go.
He's
pretty clever.
It was Ray Zoller and Big Ron. And then it was
the whole fan family.
And Chuck Crane and Booger Matthews.
Booger Matthews. All the guys from the cast of Revenge of the Nerds.
We all went.
That's terrific.
We all went. Got our handy jobs. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. I was involved in a little road rage myself today.
Yeah.
I kind of cut this guy off, and he got all irate and started trying to swerve around me and started cussing at me out the window.
I think people are wigging out right now.
I just want to call him out and tell him that he's a pussy, and I want him to call Don and Mike if he's listening. He knows where I was at, over off of Glebe Road, getting on 395. Call Don and Mike. I'm calling you out. I want to talk to you myself.
I'd be curious to know in this day and age, now 23 years later, how much does one of those go for now? You go to one of them love shacks. I don't even know if these places still exist.
Yeah,
but this
they
was a,
still
this
exist.
This was a place.
They still exist, don't
thanks,
yeah.
Buzz. This was a place that was in a strip mall,
uh-huh.
of all things.
Right.
And it had like a barber shop,
right.
and it had like a shoe store,
mm-hmm.
and then there was just a dark door.
Yeah. Right.
And I think it said massage parlor.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking maybe in that same strip mall, Dr. Crane could have opened up a very successful practice.
He could have been side by side.
That's true.
Don and Mike, hello.
Better than Nitro.
Yeah, hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I have a police scanner, and I just heard of another shooting in Bethesda.
Hey, hold on a second.
No, I don't believe.
Are you effing with us?
No, I'm serious.
No, what's your name?
Well, my name's Steve.
What's your full name, Steve?
Hello?
Yeah.
What's your full name, Steve?
Hey, I tell you what, Steve.
Yeah?
You know what you're doing is really bordering on legality. You know that,
right?
Don't you?
I know.
If you're faking this.
So,
we had a scanner.
Well, why don't you hold on and give Lisa your phone number and we'll call you back.
Because actually, you know, you should really, talk to Buzz about that, too.
Hold on. Give Lisa your number.
All right.
Hold on.
Well, I'm at a phone booth.
Oh, you're at a phone booth.
I'm at work. I drive for a living.
Oh,
well, no, now the story keeps changing. You're at a phone booth. You're at work.
Yeah, well, I drive for a living. I stopped by a phone booth because I was listening to you on how you said you were disappointed last night when no news was.
Well, why don't you hold on for a second? We want to keep you on the line for a minute.
That makes perfect sense because people that drive for a living would never have a cell phone.
Keep him on the line and get as much information. I mean, don't F with this guy in any way. Let's get his information. This is not cool.
Jason Vesey. I'm going to call him out now. Jason Vesey, who works upstairs in the programming department, just sent me an instant message.
Yes.
That there are between 40 and 50 of those places in the metro area. You're welcome, Jason. That's how much it costs now. Between 40 and 50.
So I guess it pays to shop around.
I was going to guess 40.
Really? What's his number? What's his extension up there? Jason. 872? Hey, Tony, you can't...
my buddy.
Hey, Tony, you can't send me a missing message and expect to be anonymous.
Oh, no. I knew that was coming. I just had to say thanks and be a prick about it.
So how do you know how much it costs?
Well, I live close by to a neighborhood in Virginia that has a high Korean population.
Yeah.
Lots of those places around. And I had a couple friends from out of town, old Army buddies of mine, and they wanted to know what to do to pass the time while I was at work.
Just to while away the hours?
Yeah. They while away the hours with the Yankee Cranky.
So it's $50.
Yeah, they said between 40 and 50.
Yeah. Hey, Jason.
Yeah.
Take it all.
Guess who we're playing, man?
I used to post this stuff up when they did the Quiet Storm.
Take it all.
How you doing, Tony?
I don't want to see no clues.
Bye-bye, Jason. Bye-bye. See you later. There you go. 40 or 50, so they go five times more than it cost back in the day.
Well, I mean, back in the... You did in the 50s, didn't you?
With the disco dentist. Mike, I was born in 1958.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey there. We've got the same thing. I'm calling from Sacramento, unfortunately, but we have the same thing out here, and I was going to say the same thing. About $40 to $50, but you get a whole lot more than a hand-me-down.
What is that in English pounds? I'm just curious.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike, how are you?
Hello, we're great.
Hey, it's 40 for a half hour, 60 for an hour, but you have to tippy-tippy for a happy ending.
All right, thank you. Well, lots of guys know about this topic.
Yeah, fantastic.
Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hello. There's one in Waldorf, right before you get to the Japanese steakhouse.
There's one where?
In Waldorf.
Yeah.
Right on Route 5, and they give you a bath and everything. Then do the hanky-panky thing.
And how much does that run?
$45.
$45.
I think it's a bargain.
Mm-hmm. They give you
no doubt.
They give you a bath. I don't know if I want a bath or not. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, Sonny Roast Beef checking in with you.
Hi, Sonny Roast Beef.
Yeah, are we going to be in Vesta for the next month or so? Because is Mike going to be taking a trip out to Indianapolis looking for this place?
Ha, ha, ha. Sonny Roast Beef always busting my balls.
Jerk off. Hardy har har.
Hardy har. Did we ever isolate that?
No, we didn't. You said you didn't want it.
Hardy. No, absolutely.
Don and Mike, hello.
Yeah, I'd love to hear that isolated.
Oh.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, it's Dave.
Hi, Dave. It's Don and Mike. What can we do for you?
I was just letting y'all know that I went to a place last night, and it was $160.
$160?
Where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm in Bethesda right now, but I go to a place down on K Street in downtown.
So you go to downtown D.C.?
Yeah, and they give the shower and everything, do all that, but it's $160. Okay. I mean, I don't know.
That was more than just a hand waxing, though, right?
yes, definitely.
I think that's Mike on K Street. I think it's on O K Street.
So what did you get, a BJ?
No, I got everything, baby.
Oh, well, that's why you paid more.
You had intercourse?
Yes.
Well, I hope you use protection.
Of course, man, of course.
All right, okay.
All right. But,
you don't want to eat where everybody else is eating.
Yeah, also, I'm in Bethesda, and there are cops flying everywhere, and there's traffic everywhere. I think maybe that guy was telling the truth.
Well, he stayed with Lisa. He stayed on with Lisa a very good time, and then Lisa, of course, immediately reported back to us.
She ran out of the room. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
I have information.
Rob's got information?
Yeah.
Well, what's the information?
What's going on, guys?
I gave it to Rob because you were talking to people. I talked to him. He said that he heard on the scanner in Montgomery County there's a possible shooting in Bethesda. I got his work number, cross-referenced it. This is really his work number, so I think...
And you're calling from Bethesda, too, sir, and there's a lot of police activity?
I'm calling from Rockville. I was near... I'm right near Rockville Pike.
Is there a lot of police activity where you are?
Yeah, I was down near Montgomery Mall, and there was... Seriously, there are a couple... Police cars came.
What? God.
Swing by, and right. I did see a helicopter.
You're a master storyteller.
All right. Great. Thank you, my friend. See you later. Well, it's going to happen. We'll find out, I guess.
What were you going to say, Lisa?
I got a call from a listener on the business line also who said just wanted to give you guys a heads up. I'm on 495 in Connecticut Avenue, and he saw some FBI vehicles and helicopters. He called on the business line, didn't want to talk to anybody, just wanted
to... Well, we should also point out that...
You're around everywhere.
Right. We should also point out that is, Rockville Bethesda is where the command center is, so...
Right.
So I understand. I passed information on to Buzz, so see if he can find it.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike. Good to talk to you.
Hi there.
I've got a little scam that I figured out, that I worked out on how I can get laid in a massage parlor and won't cost you anything.
What's that?
Well, you got to find the right massage parlor, one that kind of provides that service.
Where are you calling from? Hold on. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Jersey.
All right.
Usually the ones where the nips run it, you know, that's pretty good.
You hope the nips run it.
Yeah, well, they're notorious for that. They're notorious for it. So.
Hey, Howard, there's your Chinaman.
Thanks, Fred.
Hi, Don.
Jesus Christ. All right, so then what?
Okay, you go in there, you get your massage. You lay there, you get your massage, and pretty soon they're going to come around to it. They're going to work their way around to it. Oh, you want to have a good time? You're like, no, I can't do anything like that. I'm married, you know, I'm shy. Can't do it. And they're going to keep on. They're going to keep on. And finally, you say, yeah, okay, I'll go for it. Okay, $100. That's when you jump up. You're pissed off. You tell them, what? I thought you lied to me. What is going on here? I'm going to the cops. I'm reporting you. Solicitation for prostitution. 9 times out of 10, they're going to give it up for free just to shut you up and get you out of there.
So you have used this technique yourself?
Yes, I have.
All right, thank you. Another single successful guy.
The ugly American.
Checking in on the Don and Mike Show.
Amen.
Buzz, I know that the last people that would know is certainly after what we said last night, but do the TV stations have anything about a shooting?
Almost all of them are doing something, but none of them have any new information. They're all running tape from last night. Nobody has any new information. I'm checking.
Turn on 5. Does 5 have cartoons on?
Okay, we're waiting for that to enter. And there it is. No, they're running Judge Judy right now.
Oh, well, that means nothing's happening.
Right. All right.
Okay, thank you.
We will let everybody know if we get any information.
Right. And, Dr. Duty, he's waiting. We'll talk to him next.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This was supposed to be my weekend off. I knew. You got me out here dragging your heavy ass through the burning desert. With your dreadlocks sticking out the back of my parachute. You gotta come down here with an attitude. Hacking all big and bad. Now what the hell is that smell?
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right, we are.
It's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down.
Right. Is that right?
Hold them. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, let me see. We got a call a second ago about a possible shooting in Bethesda, Maryland. As it turns out, there was something on the police scanner. There was some kind of pop sound, and someone was on the ground. However, it is not a shooting.
So we wanted to, that's the latest information we got, and we wanted to let you know.
Right. And the guy that called in, as it turns out, was on the level.
Incredible!
What do you think? And now, let's talk poops.
With Dr. Duty.
Let's talk number twos. Who doesn't like talking about...
I don't like talking about it right now.
No. Number two is my number one subject.
Well, you know, it's a very painful subject to me right now.
I had a great...
Yes, Rob, still.
Great BM this morning.
Well, I'm happy. You know, it's always that, isn't it? I mean, you just got to come on and brag when I'm down. Well, you got to talk about how great your voice is, and, you know, and now you talk about how great your BM was I'm not having the best in the world.
Even when I had vocal problems.
You had great BM.
My BMs were great.
Well, you know what? When you had vocal problems, I had great BMs, too.
Here now is Dr. Duty. Hey, Dr. Duty.
Good morning. I was going to ask how your colon's doing, but it sounds like it's doing fairly well.
Well, now, mine is great. Mike's had some colon distress.
Uh-oh.
I'm okay. I just ate too many peanuts on Friday, and I woke up Saturday morning feeling pretty nasty.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah, it was pretty rough.
What is that thing you had? It's
diverticulitis.
Right.
Same thing that almost killed Buzz.
That's right.
Correct. Dr. Duty, can I tell you about my poop today?
Please do. I encourage you to.
Because it's one of them that really, when you're done, I can't believe I didn't mention this earlier in the show.
You're proud.
First off, it came out so easily, so quickly.
Yep.
Just a little backstory here. No pun intended.
Well, maybe a little pun.
I dislocated my hip a couple of weeks ago. I was hit by a car. And... I was on Vicodin.
Anybody listening to this show right now would hear me talking about diverticulitis and you talking about dislocating your hip.
But mine was...
Hello!
I was hit by a car.
I know you were. Right. Just, but I mean, when you hear hip,
you know, anything with the hip.
Right. And I had taken this Vicodin and
hip,
for a couple of days,
didn't even go number two because it was binding me up.
Right.
And then I stopped taking the Vicodin, and my poops were normal. And then today I got up and it was immediately, I knew I had to go, Dr. Duty. I sat down, and it felt, boy, how do I say this? It wasn't a sexual experience, but it felt like the way that if you're watching.
You seem to be putting your hands at a distance. No, is that the size?
No, I'm thinking is you're watching a movie like Crimson Tide,
yep.
Where they fire a torpedo out of the tube, and the torpedo comes out neatly and
cleanly.
Anyway, I sat down on the toilet, effortless. I stood up expecting to see nothing, because I virtually felt nothing come out. Mm. And I thought, oh, it's still the Vicodin got me all bound up.
All excited, no place to go.
I look down there, and there is, and I mean, like someone did it in a gag store, 1, 2.5 coils.
Perfect.
All the way around.
Perfect. Like you could model it.
Perfectly coiled.
Can I say something crazy? That's how it should be.
With a little curl, you know, like Superman's curl?
Right.
Let me see if I can refresh most people's memories, okay?
Yes, Dr. Duty.
I mean, if you've been around kids between 6 and 12 years of age, and I've got two beautiful kids, okay, they go to the bathroom. They want to leave us little presents. They basically forget to flush, okay?
Of course, right. I know
go
that.
Inside,
right?
You go, goodness sakes, how can something that big come out of someone that small?
Especially when they're real little.
Absolutely. Now, without trying to push that envelope, when's the last time something that size came out of someone our size, let alone every day, twice a day, and the key is in less than 2 minutes. I mean, it should be a very easy, painless, effortless, you know, experience. It's just like a cat or dog or cow or horse. They squat down. My dog loves to chase, you know, people, bark at cars, whatever. He's the friendliest dog in town, but it comes time to go in the bathroom, he squats down, has a dump, you know, less than 2 minutes, back to chasing cars, away he goes.
Yeah, well, now, Dr. Duty, don't get me wrong here, but I'm telling you that every day I sit down, it's effortless, and then I get a perfect thing that looks like one of those.
It doesn't always happen like that.
Ice cream cones that you dip in chocolate.
It's just, with our variety of diet.
With today, it was a beautiful BM.
I'll see if I can maybe make sense of all of it, and I'll even impress you upon imagination towards the end of the show, but I think I will anyway. Now, I'm not trying to feel like I got psychic energy, because there's enough psychic, you know, hotlines out there to choke a horse, but I'm willing to bet most people eat food, right?
Yes.
You're pretty,
very
pretty
good.
I'm going to stop right there with my psychic powers.
Very good,
but,
Dr.
You know, realistically, you know, we go to the grocery store, and we buy fruits, vegetables, canned goods, boxed goods, maybe meat from time to time, and heaven forbid now, you and I have both gone to a restaurant at least once in our life. So far, so good?
Yeah,
yes.
Right.
Now,
yeah,
tell me with an educated thought, realistically, which one of the foods we just talked about, or literally any food you want to talk about, which one of them don't have preservatives, chemicals, or pesticides, so-called safeguards, either on them or in them?
You mean
they all
food,
do, right?
They all do.
I mean, we want the food safe for us to consume, but at what cost? According to our own Food and Drug Administration, along with a lot of other protocol, medical departments, et cetera, there are people out there right now that are walking around with between 5 to 22 pounds of fecal matter, processed food, preservatives, and chemicals on the inside of their 27 feet of intestinal tract.
Wow.
Now,
wow.
I can back up a little bit. No pun intended, maybe a little. I like the little puns, right?
Dr. Duty, if someone has 20 pounds of BM inside them,
yep,
then they're singing, Heartbreak Hotel.
Is that normal? How much?
Let me see if I can explain. Not just fecal matter, but processed food, preservatives, and chemicals. Let's do a self-test examination, shall we?
Oh,
I promise to be good. I promise.
All right, if we must.
I'm ready.
Now, you can pinch the amount of fat or muscle you have down there. In both your cases, you guys have almost no belly to pinch whatsoever.
None whatsoever.
Some people's cases,
right,
sometimes that little belly below the belly.
No, I got it right.
Nothing like you swallow a small watermelon, right?
Yeah,
all the exercise in the world won't get rid of it. No matter how much dieting you do, won't get rid of it. Not fat, not muscle.
Yes.
The 5 to 22 pounds of chemicals, pesticides, preservatives, and fecal matter, it's like you're drained at home. Year after year after year, it gets built up until you have to call me a Roto-Rooter. They like to call me Roto-Ritter because I clean out the body instead of the plumbing system.
His real name is Dr. Ritter.
Ah. Indeed.
How many pounds of BM should a person have inside them? If 22 is a lot.
Well, I think Dr. Judy would tell you you want to be totally free.
The problem is that what you're eating today, this morning, you should be seeing 12 to 18 hours basically later come out, remnants thereof anyway.
Well, that worked with me when I had those peanuts on Friday.
Absolutely. However, the problem, the things that aren't coming out, these chemicals, pesticides, and preservatives that keep the food safe for us to consume, right? They start to cling to the intestinal tract. One, 95% of what we absorb as far as nutrition is absorbed inside the 27 feet of intestinal tract.
When you meet people, do you tell them you're Dr. Duty? Do you tell
sorry?
When you meet people, like at cocktail parties and stuff, do you tell them you're Dr. Duty, that you're a...
You know, my mother and father are so proud. my wife, along with a fairly celebrity radio professional, Mr. Howard Stern, decided to call me Dr. Duty, and then they got me licensed, like Dr. Duty, on my excursion. It's rather interesting topic of the, at the meal table.
Thing. What was your BM like this morning?
You know, I had a BM second to none. I thank you for asking me. About 14 inches length, silver dollar diameter, a very smooth, easy elimination, and that's what comes out of me twice a day like clockwork.
Twice a day.
Twice a day.
What do you eat, Dr. Duty?
You know, I will tell you, I try to eat as good as I can. I'd like to say I eat 5 to 7 servings of fruits and vegetables every day, but I don't. I travel an awful lot, so I have to have a lot of restaurant food, but I deal with this colon and body cleanse program on a regular basis, and I take these tablets with me everywhere I go and take them 3 or 4 times a week.
Ah, there's the rub. Now, here's the commercial. Those
I don't want to sound like a commercial.
Before your commercial, people always have questions for Dr. Duty. Here is Josh, who has a question about his BMs.
Josh?
You're on the air with Dr. Duty. We've had him on many times before. Here he is, the BM expert.
Thank you. Dr. Duty, I have a question for you.
Please.
All right. I'm a big man, and every time I take a BM, and you got to wipe, and you want to make sure you wipe clean, and I wipe, and I wipe, I use half a roll of toilet paper, and it'll never come out clean. I can never get it clean.
Let me see if I can make sense of it. You know, most guys think that being regular, being, you know, I got no problem with my BM, I got no problem with my colon, fine, right?
Yeah.
I bring a copy of the L.A. Times, the Chicago Tribune, the New York Herald, an encyclopedia.
That's why this guy's such a good guest. It's funny just to hear a doctor talk about BMs.
This is the time to come out. The problem, again, is that you should be going
to... kind of got that crazy manic delivery, though.
Like a Matthew Lesko kind of guy.
When you wipe, it should be once or twice and be done. Any more than that, you haven't quite evacuated or eliminated properly and correctly. And the problem is that all these chemicals, pesticides, and preservatives inside your digestive system aren't allowing absorption and nutrition, but secondly, they aren't allowing for a proper elimination. And if that's taking place, all kinds of problems can take place. Hemorrhoidal conditions, irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, acid indigestion, stomach,
right,
et cetera.
Right. Hold on. Here's another call for you, Dr. Duty. Here is Galen. Galen.
Hey, buddies.
Hi.
Love the show. Long time listener. Got
nice.
A question for Dr. Duty. Actually, two of them. First one is, if it's true that drinking a glass of water in the morning right after you wake up would help with BMs, and also what you think about fasting.
Well, I like fasting. I like the water. The biggest problem probably in America today is that, you know, we drink soda pop, coffee, tea, milk, all kinds of juices, but we forget the body's mostly made up of water, and indeed, not just one glass in the morning. We should be having 8 glasses of water throughout the entire day. The rule in my house with my kids, you can have all the soda pop you want, and parents are going to say, oh, my God, that's horrible to say that. As long as they have 8 glasses of water during the course of the day, I allow them to have soda pop. You'll find that soda pop consumption almost goes down to nil because once the body is, you know, quenched, it doesn't really require that extra thirst. I know soda pop's got sugar, et cetera, but indeed, that helps out. The second part of your question, I'm sorry.
Fasting. Just what you thought about it and if you had any suggestions.
Well, the only problem with fasting is not really a problem with fasting. As long as you're intaking water fluid, okay, we're okay with it. It helps clean out the system.
Yeah, but you believe
in the world.
Dr. Duty, do you believe in fasting?
I do.
You do?
I do.
And how should one fast if one is going to fast?
Well, if you're going to fast, I don't believe in fasting more than a day a week. I don't believe in fasting for days and days on end because that can do the body damage, muscle control, muscle reflexes, nerve, et cetera. The body has to have food. But fasting in its own right, as far as trying to get a good elimination, the problem with fasting is that it doesn't remove that buildup of chemicals, pesticides, and preservatives, and that's really the cause of the problem versus the rest of the scenarios we have. All these illnesses we can talk about are symptoms. I hope I understand.
Are you a real doctor?
I am indeed.
What kind of degree do you hold?
Well, I have my master's degree. I attended BYU. I got my bachelor's degree. I have my master's degree in herbology. And I actually have my doctorate degree in naturopathy from Trinity College in Fayetteville, North Carolina.
You ever have a BM that's so nice? I mean, because your life really revolves around BMs. You're Dr. Duty.
Sure.
You ever have one so nice that you'll call your wife or children in and say, you know, family, gather around.
I will tell you, I don't usually share that moment with most people. However, my wife, my wife had this colon and body cleanse program we talk about a lot. We've talked about it before.
Right. Oh,
but
children.
I will never forget this as long as I live.
And God
knows, I swear I've tried. I remember her taking this program, and she was taking it, and she was using it, and she said, honey, come quick. I'm thinking the house on fire, right? Because my wife doesn't yell unless there's something to yell about, most commonly yelling at me. But
doctor,
I go running upstairs.
Hold on, and she had a big number two?
Oh, my goodness sake. She goes, look what came out of me. It's like, oh, man. You know, I also had the guy that sent me a year ago December 31 emails with his picture of his elimination previous 31 days.
Wow.
And he named each and every one of them. The one that sticks in my mind is the Ever Ready Duty, the one that kept going and going and going.
Wow.
Goddamn.
What about, I'm going to put you on the spot here, because, I mean, I remember the first go-round, you sent me some stuff, and, yeah. I talked to a physician. He said, this is kind of, even though it's all natural, your products are all natural, right?
Yes, indeed.
And he said, but it still has laxative properties, and that's not always good to do.
It does have small amounts of like cascara, sagrada, which is a great laxative, et cetera. But it's not just one or two different herbs and enzymes. There's 31 different ingredients inside there. One of them, for instance, is Oregon grapefruit. It actually helps to backflush the kidneys and the liver and detoxify the cardiovascular system. Aloe vera increases circulation by up to 700%, increases cell regeneration by 300-400%. Carrot acidophilus, which actually increases the ability for the flora and digestive enzymes to increase. As we remove, and this program removes the bad digestive enzymes, the bad flora, the dead mucus inside there, it also removes the good. So we've got to introduce the new stuff to it. It's not an overnight success. It wasn't overnight failure. But if you took the program for any length of time whatsoever, you would see
things. I love this guy. He's such a carny.
Humanly possible. And things like this morning.
Total carny.
You're talking about how good your bowel movement is. That's what should be coming out of you every day, almost effortlessly. You think, man, I don't think anything came out. Look at this man as a double wrapper, you know. That's what it's supposed to be like. And if it's not like that, we have a major problem. If you took the program 30, 60, 90 days,
step right up,
you would
ladies and gentlemen.
Unbelievably see things come out of you like light brown, dark brown, black, tarry solution coming out. And, man, that's gross and disgusting. But what's gross and disgusting to me is the mere fact that you have it inside your body and you don't even realize it's there. That's gross.
What is the optimum color that a BM should be, Dr.
Well, Rudy? Ideally, the bile juice inside the liver and the gallbladder is going to make the elimination be brown, light brown, dark brown, medium brown. It should never be red. The green is only going to be from food coloring or too much leafy vegetables, et cetera.
Right.
If it's ever a red or dark amber color, that's bleeding. And if any of that ever happens, if it's light red like fresh blood, you just from the anal cavity from the external end, and that's
right.
Ulcerations, et cetera, or hemorrhoidal conditions. Dark red means bleeding inside. Go to the doctor immediately.
Right. Dr. Duty, what is the product? Robbie, give me the clock. I'll give Dr. Duty 30 seconds for his hard sell.
Nice and easy. It's called the Healthy Colon and Body Cleanse Program.
Tell you what I'm going to do here. You go 30 seconds, go.
It's called the Healthy Colon and Body Cleanse Program. I not only promise results, I unconditionally guarantee them. Give me 30 honest days of using the 90-day program. I expect you to feel better. I expect you to look better. And if it doesn't work, I put my money where my mouth is. You get your money back, period, the end. And by the way, Don and Mike,
yeah.
Lisa was a little concerned last time you guys may disappear. But there again, if you guys took the program, no one apparently is that full of it. I'm being bad. No,
send us your stuff again, Don.
You got it.
I'll try it again.
In fact, if you have significant others, allow me to send them to them as well.
Yes. Right. Send us a whole package.
All right, Dr. Duty, you got a website or something?
It's actually 1-800-331-8354. Again, it's 1-800-331-8354.
Got it. Okay, Dr. Duty, thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Duty.
Thanks.
Always a pleasure. Bye-bye.
Thank you very kindly.
Bye-bye. Step right up. I don't mind having him on the show.
It's always fun to talk about BMs.
It is. And why is it that I did that thing that people always do when he was given the phone number? Mm-hmm. I actually got out my tongue and you saw that, and I'm writing in the air like I'm...
You're not really writing numbers, you're just squiggling.
Right. Pretending that I'm writing it down. You know, who am I affirming this to? To Mike? Mike knows I'm not going to write the number down.
You're like pretending.
I'm like lying to myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. 1-800-331... It's funny to talk about BMs with Dr. Duty.
Well, I took his product and talked to a doctor.
I know you did, a real doctor.
A real doctor.
Mm-hmm. And?
He said, don't do it. I mean, it's one doctor.
Wasn't it that your body, it would help your body, but it could conceivably become reliant on it?
It is dependency. That's always what you have to be careful with stuff like that.
Did you ever get the 36-inch foil that he promised?
No, I didn't. I didn't do it.
Didn't do it at all.
Because they said one of the dangers is when you do something, and I don't know, it might be true, might not be true. I don't necessarily think all doctors are right. I don't think all hucksters are right.
Right.
But I will tell you right now that he said you do become dependent, and what that means is that once you do that, you got to have that to function.
Always.
What was that sound?
I don't know. I didn't hear anything.
I heard it, but...
There's something from over there.
I didn't hear anything.
Were you?
Oh, my God, I've been hit.
Boy, I just sort of... It was like a... That's what it was.
Yeah. No, it could have been out of the speaker of the...
I didn't hear nothing.
I heard it.
I did have a BM today, though, to die for. I was not lying to him about that.
I'd love to hear. Did you hear that?
I did, absolutely. I think if we have a tape, we could back
up.
We could
play it.
We could isolate that.
We play it because I didn't hear it. I heard nothing.
The sound was just as Mike described it. I heard it, too.
All right. Replay the tape, Robbie. Let me see if I can hear it. Yeah, there you go. Right here, tape one?
Tape two.
Reel two? Okay.
So once you do that, you got to have that to function.
There it is.
There it is.
What was that?
There it is.
That's the sound.
Yeah, okay, I heard it. I mean, it's not a loud sound, but I heard it.
That was like
it's
a mysterious
hold on.
Sound.
Hold on.
But I will tell you right now that he said you do become dependent, and what that means is that once you do that, you got to have that to function.
What was that? You know what? Yeah, you're right. It's faintly in the background.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
That's a mystery. Was that you, Lisa? Did you fart, honey? Yeah, okay. I don't know. There was just some. Didn't come from me.
You sure?
Yeah, I swear to God.
It kind of has your sound to it. That's why I was wondering.
Now, if you were
talking about BMs, and sometimes we all get worked up.
If I farted, I would fess up.
And I was, you know, early in the show, really letting a few go. Yeah, but I mean, it wasn't me that time. And
okay, thank you, Dr. Duty.
Buzz?
No, it wasn't me.
Well, yeah, not that you would ever admit to it anyway.
I would. In this case, I would, and it wasn't.
Hey, Rob. Where'd Rob A go? Hey, remember that the Jew-to-Jew we were working on?
Yeah, you want me to give him a call?
You want to see if we can do that now?
Yeah, I'll give him a call right now.
Set it up now. Because we got a couple of different things we can do before we get to news today.
Very good.
We're going to definitely do American Idiot today.
All right, I like that.
The third round of American Idiot, but we also have what we think is a very good Jew-to-Jew for you today.
That's nice also. I think that's wonderful.
while Rob looks for the phone number, let me give you a bit of the setup. Tell me something, attorney.
Michael Goodman, attorney at law. Yes, Dr. Goldstein.
How can you make more money out of selling pizza? Now, you would think, the average person would think that right there you make the pizza, you put it in the box, you bring it. How do you make more money with pizza?
How would you? Is this the story that I might have read about you can actually put advertising on pizza crust?
You're right.
Fascinating.
It's a great one.
It's a wonderful money-making scheme.
And it could be the topic.
We have to reward.
Today's Jew-to-Jew.
We have to reward that type of entrepreneurship. That type of merchandising cannot be duplicated. I think it's a brilliant idea.
Hold on, I gotta... Really, I have to get into character to do this.
You are Dr. Donald Goldstein, correct?
I am...
That's a Donald Goldstein.
I'm having a hard time doing this today.
Are you? I never do. I'm always able to dive right into character.
Hello, this is Dr. Donald Goldstein.
And I'm Michael Goodman.
Welcome to Jew to Jew.
Attorney at law.
The question, I'm verklempt about the question, how to make more money off pizza. And then I'm reading the story. It's right there.
Yes, you can.
It's not, my accent's not Jewish. It's right there. It's right there. I'm going to have to do it like this.
No, you just talk like this. And then you put, what you do is you put the advertising on the crust.
I heard about this in Indiana. I heard about this in Canada. Rob,
very good. Here comes Rob Stein.
You might have a day to get in character because Mr. Herrera has gone home for the day.
Well, we'll have to talk to him about this brilliant entrepreneurship that has, I believe, should be not only applauded, but certainly acknowledged.
Well, okay, I got to back up. Then Jew-to-Jew
on another day.
Right.
Thank you.
When I'm more in character.
Thank you.
Don't seem to be composed enough to do it.
For whatever reason.
What would that nasty road rage, which I might remind you could result in a significant lawsuit.
Okay. When we come back. Oh, I know what we haven't done for a long time.
What's up, Doc?
How you doing?
This is Shaquille O'Neal. What's up, Doc?
Oh, that's my one.
It's going to be a Shaq and Dennis show.
How you doing? How you doing? Shaq.
What's up, Doc?
Yeah, Shaq and Dennis show. Coming up.
What happened to Jew to Jew?
The guy wasn't home.
What's up, Doc?
How you doing?
He advertised on a pizza. What's up, Doc?
How you doing?
Because I am Radio Shaq.
I got an infection with my pierced nostril. It hurts bad.
Call Carmen. Maybe she can bait you.
She baited me right before I came down to do the show.
I'm Shaquille O'Neal.
This is Dennis Rollin.
What's up, Doc?
How you doing?
Okay. This I'm fine for. This I'm up for. And when we come back, oh, I'm sorry, Mike. When we come back, this will be a first. Dennis and Shaq doing their Dennis and Shaq radio show, dialing for phone sex.
Yeah.
And hold on. When you do it, I got to do this thing here.
Yeah.
And making absolutely no bones about the fact we're on the radio.
On the radio right now.
We tell the whole, this is Shaquille O'Neal.
I'm Dennis Swaman. You want to bait me?
What's up?
I want you to bait me right now.
What's up, Doc?
How you doing?
Suck my toe. Suck my big toe.
Man, I like that. That's good. Toe sex.
What's up, Doc?
Yeah, how you doing?
Because I am.
Okay, Dennis and Shaq.
Very good.
What, Buzz? Don't you get it?
No, I do. Of course I do.
All right.
How you doing?
What's up, Doc? What's up, Doc?
How you doing?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, first of all, I want to address something. I hear ESPN is trying to f*** me, and you guys are trying to make a controversy. There's not going to be a controversy. I was joking around with one of my friends, and that's it. If you don't like it, f*** you and your families, too. Now let's talk about the game.
The Don and Mike Show.
Are they having a good time? Sure, why not? Feel good. Don and Mike.
I am a simple man, really. WDM. World's Dumbest Millionaire.
Why? What now?
One of our great listeners went to Walmart, where, of course, they had the Diet Vanilla Coke.
Good.
Joe's just an idiot. He couldn't find it. And he brought in a nice 12-pack of the 20-ounce bottles. And I had a sip of it. And nectar of the gods.
I love it.
I'm telling you, I'm sitting here excited about this like it's sex. What, Mike?
I'm just looking at you. I'm looking at you getting all excited about your beverage.
I am. God damn, it's good.
He's happy.
Man, it's good. I love having a brand new soda pop.
I'll tell you what.
What?
It does not take... It is a very non-diet flavor.
Mm.
Well, that's good. I mean, I have to be honest. I did not care for his last obsessive beverage, which was Diet Cherry Coke. I didn't like that at all.
And that's been a 10-year obsession.
You've loved that for years and years. And, you know, I love my Diet Coolness tea very much, but I believe we have found a beverage that we both agree on.
Mm.
This is a tasty little beverage. But you know what?
It's a winner.
I might tire of it.
That's a winner. Mmm, that's good. God damn, that's great. Diet Vanilla Coke.
Enjoy.
Thank you, Coca-Cola.
Are you drinking it over ice?
Yes.
Drinking it without ice, so I mean, it doesn't. The vanilla makes it taste like it's, you know, it wipes out that diet quality. Mm-hmm.
You know, it gives you that that aftertaste in your mouth.
It makes you think like you really have something sweet,
like sugar,
like a creamsicle aftertaste.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, God damn, it's good.
It is good.
are they buying advertising with us?
Well, we ought to get. I mean, after what we just did. We had to get cases of it.
They used to. Do you remember that day that Coca-Cola actually brought me a truckload of Diet Cherry Coke? They seriously brought like 100 cases of Diet Cherry Coke. They brought so much of it.
This is Alan Linewand, Infinity Broadcasting, WJFK Radio. I'm on a
Where is the man with a stick?
Just leave your name and number.
What's his new name?
Stands with Fist.
Stands with a Fist.
Thanks, and have a nice day.
I'll record your message at the tone. When you're finished, hang up or stay on the line for further options.
Al, Don, and Mike.
Hope you're busy right now.
You got to get to Coca-Cola. Tell them. Vanilla Diet Coke, I love it. We got to advertise it.
It's better than regular Diet Coke.
Huge, huge. Al, huge. I'm thinking big bucks, huge. All right, bye, Al.
Goodbye, Alan.
I got a sugar rush, man.
Even no, you don't.
There's no sugar in it. I still got a sugar rush. Okay, are you ready for the Dennis and Jack show?
Yes, I am.
After a long absence, the NBA season, and maybe you don't know this, right around the corner, and here they are, America's two favorite basketball icons.
Welcome to the Shaq and Dennis Show, starring Shaquille O'Neal and Dennis Rodman. Now, here's Shaq and Dennis.
What's up, Doc?
How you doing?
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
I'm Dennis Rodman.
What's up, Doc?
How you doing?
In the offseason, since the Lakers three-peated, I have my toe operated on.
What's up, Doc?
I don't do much anymore since they have come and beat me. How you doing?
Now, Buzz, now you can see what we're going to do on today's episode. Right. Today, we'll be dialing for phone whores.
Very good.
Go ahead, Buzz.
Today on the Shaq and Dennis Show, dialing for phone whores. Now, here's Shaquille O'Neal and Dennis Rodman.
What's up, Doc?
How you doing? Let's call the hoes. We are now going to call the hoes. Right, Shaq?
What's up, Doc?
How you doing?
Hi, baby.
Hi, baby.
Reach 1-900-258.
Well, that's a recording.
That's 1-900.
That's all right.
258.
That's a recording.
77.
Is that recording?
I've been waiting for
you. Shaquille O'Neal.
I'm so hot. Wet.
And
I'm horny.
It's a recording.
Ooh, are you ready to have your every desire fulfilled?
Yeah, baby.
All your wildest fantasies.
How are you doing? What's up, Doc?
And hold on, baby. Hold on.
Here we go.
You're in for one hell of a
ride. Here we go.
It's only $2.49 per minute, but you must be 18.
Talking to naughty girls.
Sponsored by SK Enterprises.
I'm phone sex right now. Kazam.
Those
great naughty girls.
Billing begins 3:70.
What's up, Doc?
I met some of them down at South Beach.
Each call has an access fee of $5.99.
How are you doing?
Please be aware that your call may be monitored for quality purposes. One moment, please.
What's up, Doc?
How are you doing?
Press 1 to go one-on-one.
One-on-one, baby.
Remember,
what's up,
to get
Doc?
Back to the main
How
menu,
you, doing?
You can press star at any time.
Phil Jackson Triangle offense not going to help you now.
Nah, that's all right. You sure still playing. I'm retired.
What's up, Doc?
How are you doing?
Hello?
I must tell you, you're on the radio.
You're on the Dennis and Shaq show.
Hi, baby. This is Shaquille O'Neal.
I'm Dennis Rodman. How you doing?
What's up, Doc?
How you doing?
Hello?
Hello, are you
Hello?
There?
Hello, you there, honey?
How you doing?
Hello?
Hi.
What's up, Doc?
How you doing?
What's up, Doc? My name is Shaquille O'Neal.
I'm Dennis Rodman. How you doing today, baby?
Welcome to the Shaq and Dennis show.
What's up, baby? What's up?
Suck my toe. Suck my toe, baby.
You want to play with my nose ring?
What's up, Doc?
How you doing?
Perhaps you saw me in my smash hit movie, Kazam, or you have seen
hey,
me.
Hey, man, she switched. She
hello?
Said, hello?
Baby?
Who am I talking to? How you doing?
She's still there.
Is that a girl?
Or perhaps you see me in my Radio Shack commercial.
Hey, baby.
I do Burger King commercials. This is Shaquille O'Neal.
I'm Dennis Rodman.
What's up, Doc?
I've been in the movies, too. How you doing? What's your name, baby? Hello?
Hey, are you there, baby?
Mm-hmm.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
You're on the radio right now. We're doing an NBA radio show, and we're calling a sex line.
So you gonna suck on Shaq's toes?
And Shaq gonna pay me $1 million?
No.
Oh, baby, I got $1 million to pay you. What's up, Doc?
You like to bait? You like to bait me?
Bait you?
Bait me, baby.
I sent you a copy of my movie, Kazam.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
What's going on with you today? You having a good time?
Yes. Tell me something, baby. Who are your favorite NBA player?
I don't know. I don't watch it.
Honey, you're talking to the greatest NBA player right now. Who am I, honey?
Y'all like the worm? You like the worm? Hey, baby, you like the worm?
No, you like Super Shaq.
Yeah, I don't want to fight with you.
I don't want to fight with you.
Well, then how you doing?
What's up, Doc?
How you doing today, baby? What's happening?
Who are the greatest NBA player? Tell me right now, lady on the phone sex line. Who is it?
I don't know.
You say Dennis Rodman, the worm.
No, you say Shaquille O'Neal, Superman, three-peat.
I'm wearing panties right now.
You're a faggot.
I ain't.
You're a faggot.
Now, don't start with that.
I'm on man. What's up, Doc?
How you doing? Yeah, come you ain't talking, baby. You talk naughty?
Let me get our announcer to tell you what's going on here. Hey, announcer, explain to this dumb biatch what we're doing here.
You're listening to the Shaq and Dennis Show, starring Shaquille O'Neal and Dennis Rodman. Today, Shaq and Dennis dialed for phone whores. Now, here's Shaq and Dennis.
Thank you, announcer. Now, did you hear that, lady?
Yes, I did.
Uh-huh. We're on Westwood One Radio.
You made a spit pudding?
Really?
How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
What's up, Doc?
You going to talk to us now?
Now, we're on the radio, but we still want you to talk.
We got a couple of things we want you to do.
We want you to talk to us now.
Shaq wants you to suck on his toes.
Will you suck on my toe, bitch?
Give me $1 million.
How about you lick my eyebrow? Can you lick my eyebrow?
Rub my bald head. Bitch, rub my bald head.
Spray paint my hair. How you doing?
Lick the giant S on my arm. My Superman tattoo. What's up, Doc? Hey, let me hear you say that, biatch. Say, what's up, Doc? Hey, I'm talking to you, bitch.
Are you there? Hey, the worm wants you to pierce him. Pierce me, baby. I don't think she's... Hello? How you doing? Hello?
What's up, Doc?
What's happening? How you doing, baby?
I'm hearing from the producer's room this is not going well. One more time. Can I get another girl? What do I do to get another girl?
Another room?
Wait a minute. We got a lot of girls now. How you doing?
Hi, who's this?
I'm Dennis Rodman.
Okay, now we need our announcer to tell the girl. Now listen, biatches. We're on the Westwood One Radio Network.
How you doing?
What's up, Doc?
Live on the Westwood One Radio Network, it's the Shaq and Dennis Show, starring Shaquille O'Neal and Dennis Rodman. Today, Dennis and Shaq dialed for phone whores. Now, here's Shaq and Dennis.
Thank you, Buzz. What's up, Doc?
How you doing?
I'm Shaquille O'Neal.
This is Dennis Rodman.
And I know we could be talking about the NBA season, but we wanted to call phone sex lines today on our radio show.
You like my tattoos? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, baby.
You like my tattoos?
What's your name, baby?
This is Kiki.
Kiki.
Hey, Kiki, you like my tattoos?
Yeah, I love all of your tattoos.
Hey, Kiki, will you lick my toe? This is Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaq wants you to suck his toe.
Lick my toe, suck my toe. Suck all the bad juices out of my toe.
Then he'll be doing good. And I want you to lick my eyebrow. You do that for me, Kiki?
Sure.
How you doing?
What's up, Doc? Hey, Kiki.
Yes.
You see my movie, Kazam?
Did I?
Have you seen my movie, Kazam, where I was a genie? I was a magical genie come out of a bottle.
No, I didn't.
I said, Kazam.
Hey, Kiki, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How about the tank?
The tank?
How about the tank? What do you think of my tank?
What is that?
Yeah, I can't tell you.
It's right between his...
His place and his place.
You know, his thing and his thing.
How you doing, Key?
I'm
Key. What's up, Don?
How you doing?
Hey, Kiki.
Yes.
Kiki, answer me a question right now. We're live on the Westwood One Radio Network. Who is the greatest player in the NBA right now? Answer me, bitch. Who is the greatest player in the NBA right now?
That's a hard one.
Answer right now. Here's a hint for you, biatch. You're speaking with him.
Right. Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
No, he's a faggot.
Yeah, you're a faggot.
The correct answer is the beautiful Shaquille O'Neal.
How you doing?
You don't sound like Shaquille O'Neal.
What do you mean I don't sound like Shaquille O'Neal?
You don't sound like Shaquille O'Neal.
A lot of people jumping in and jumping out on this line. How you doing, Eddie?
Let them all them beeps.
Somebody wants to bait me.
When I'm on them, one of them beeps I'm hearing.
Anybody want to bait me? Hey, I got Kiki.
Yes?
Bait me. Bait
Listen,
me, baby.
You be honest. What made you think I'm not Shaquille O'Neal?
Hey, man, what you been so angry for? What you been so mean and angry for? Why don't you just lay back and let her suck on your toes? Kiki.
Yes?
Suck on Shaq's toes. Come on.
She said I'm not the greatest player in the NBA. This bitch don't even believe it's me.
Don't worry about it. Kiki, suck on Shaq's toes.
I don't, you know...
Suck on the toes. How you doing?
What's up, Doc?
You got too much.
What's up, Doc?
Yeah, we ain't having no fun right now.
You know, they wanted us to do a regular NBA show, but we said, no, we want to have some fun.
We want to call one of these lines. We'll talk to the girls. Girls, not
yeah.
girls.
What city are you guys in?
We're all over right now.
Right now, I'm in Washington, D.C. I'm visiting my friend, Michael Jordan, who is not the best player in the world. What's up, Doc?
How you doing? I'm calling in from L.A. How you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Suck on Shaq's toes.
Suck on Shaq's toes.
Yeah,
let me hear you suck on my toes, baby.
Go on, do it.
Come on now. Have you seen my Burger King commercial?
You guys are too silly.
Have you seen my Burger King commercial, bitch?
The Burger King commercial, bitch?
Have you seen my Burger King commercial, bitch?
No.
What's up, Doc?
How you doing?
It's a great one.
You know the lady I used to go out with? You know what her name is?
The lady that you used to go out with?
Yeah, my girlfriend.
Which one?
Carmen Electra.
Oh, what about her?
Yeah, she was good with her hands, baby.
She was good with her hands?
Yeah. I'm on. Is this Kiki?
Yes.
Suck on Shaq's toes. How you doing?
Why do you keep saying
that? What's up, Doc?
How you doing?
What's up, Doc?
They ain't going to do it, man.
Because I am. I will tell you something. These are the worst phone holes I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, they don't want to have a good time.
Normally, I call up from a privacy.
It is a guy. I heard a guy's voice.
Is this a guy?
Is there a guy there?
Hello, who is this?
How you doing?
What's up, Doc?
Yeah, we ain't going to have no fun.
Who's this? Keith Van Horn?
This is Bill Walton.
They make Phil Jackson appear sexy.
This is Bobby Hurley.
You're so unsexual.
Hello. John Havlicek.
What are all them beeps I'm hearing?
People jumping in.
Hello.
Man, that's a drag.
Kiki. Hey, Kiki.
They're all gone.
Kiki.
Is this Metal Lark? How you doing?
Curtis. What was that guy? What was that dude's last name? Curly.
Curly Neal.
Curly. Not Curtis. Curly.
Curly Neal.
Curly Neal.
How you doing?
What's up, Doc?
They're all gone, man. We got to say goodbye.
This is the first.
Hey, we drove them all away.
On the phone hole theater. Yeah.
Hello, any girls there?
Hello. Any biatches at all?
Hello, man. They're all gone. They jumped off the line. That means it's just you and me. You want me to suck on your toes?
Perhaps we drop the charade for a minute and see if we get some action as ourselves.
Yeah, all right.
Hold on, Buzz.
All right.
You want us?
Hold on, Buzz.
What are you talking about? Hello? They ain't answering.
I can't get nothing happening here.
To go one-on-one with a sexy girl,
Only three minutes.
We'll just give them a little greeting before we say goodbye.
That's right.
Menu, you can press star.
You're a star, Shaq.
You're a star, Dennis.
Call me the worm.
Worm? Worm. Just want to give my standard greeting one last time.
What?
What's up, Doc?
How you doing?
What?
You're on the radio on NBA Radio. This is Shaquille O'Neal.
I'm Dennis Rodman. I want you to suck on Shaq's toes.
What's up, Doc?
Okay, I will.
How you? Oh, good. She's going to do it. Go ahead.
What's your name?
Sandy.
What's your name, baby?
Sandy.
Yeah, that's good. You going to suck on his toes?
Here, give me your toe.
Okay. Right here, my big toe. I broke my big toe. I can't play for the Lakers this year.
Go ahead.
I need
man.
You to suck on my toe.
Put your
okay,
toe.
I'll suck on your toe.
Go ahead. There's the toe.
Suck on my toe. Suck on Shaq's toe.
Let's hear it. Oh, man. How's that doing? Look at that.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good. Suck on my toe.
Mm.
Now,
okay. Well, how are you doing?
Huh?
Now, I want you to lick on Dennis's nipple ring.
Yeah, go ahead. Right here. This yeah. one. My right one. Okay, can you do that? Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
All right, here it is.
You know Dennis Rodman.
That's yeah, good.
You go get Barkley for me.
What?
You have to go what?
Go get Barkley for me.
Charles Barkley.
Oh, yeah.
He's not on the show.
No, no, this is Shaquille O'Neal. Oh.
And Dennis Rodman. How you doing?
What's up, Doc?
That was good. How was that toe?
Oh, I feel much better now. I'm going to be ready to play, get my fourth world championship.
You know what my nipple ring is right now?
Well.
Shiny.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. Who are the greatest NBA player in the world?
I don't know nothing about basketball. I just know about men.
Yeah, well, we enjoy that.
All right,
I tell you, my ring is so shiny.
So is my toe.
It's covered with saliva.
Okay.
So is my toe.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. You keep asking me that.
What's up, Doc?
How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Doc?
What?
Kazam.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, baby.
You're welcome.
Thanks, baby. Listen to our announcer.
And thanks.
Is that good for you?
Okay.
Thanks for listening to the Shaq and Dennis Show with Shaquille O'Neal and Dennis Rodman.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
What's up, Doc? Kazam, baby.
We'll catch you on the flip side.
Tune in again tomorrow for the Shaq and Dennis Show on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Until next time, this is Shaquille O'Neal. What's up, Doc?
And this is Dennis Rodman. How are you doing?
What? We want to thank our guests, Kiki and Bobby.
Yeah, they were great.
David's good foot sex today.
Candy. Thanks a lot. Got to say bye-bye now.
Candy.
Yeah.
Thank you, Candy.
Thank you.
Thanks bye-bye. For your time.
I'm ready.
I hope your time has been a special time. Until the next time.
I'm glasses.
Time after time. Current time is 20 minutes until 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Thanks for making my time part of your time.
I'm ready.
What's up, Doc?
How you doing?
Peace out!
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, what are you...
Okay, all right, goodbye. There we go.
We just figured out what the other clicks were.
Yeah, absolutely.
As soon as we got done with our little playlet...
That was we had to say goodbye to that rather quickly.
Yeah, some other guy, you didn't hear that. Some other guy gets up.
I think Dennis Rodman was developing a foreign accent at the end. How are you doing?
Guy gets on the phone and goes, hello. And she goes, hi. Who's this? And the guy goes, I'm playing with my D. Yeah.
Always fascinating. My God.
I love doing that.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if anybody likes listening to it, but God damn, I love doing that. That is fun. Okay, Wednesday, that means... you know what?
It's Tuesday.
I'm sorry, it's Tuesday, the day before Wednesday, right. It's American Idiot Day. Yeah, last week we did it on Wednesday. I'm trying to make sure I mix it up this week. Doing it Tuesday, the American Idiot. Now, here's the deal. They're really coming out with American Idol 2.
Right.
And they really are having all kinds of auditions.
Yeah, they have one right here in D.C.
Around America. We are going to beat them to the punch with Don and Mike, American Idiot.
We are asking for people that think they can sing, but can't really sing. But the one thing they can really do is belt out a song.
Right. It's all about stage presence. Mm-hmm. It's all about having that Sam Harris, Mariah Carey.
Somewhere over the rainbow.
That type of delivery. Oh, now,
it's coming back.
We are going to get 10 finalists. Then we'll get an internet site, and we'll let you guys vote on your favorite. What does the American idiot get? Very simple. Once we get our 10 finalists and you vote, your American idiot gets flown to Washington, D.C. Unless you live here, then we'll send a town car for you. You will perform in a live concert in 30 minutes outside the Don and Mike World Broadcast headquarters right here at WJFK, and you will be judged, and an honest evaluation of your talent will be given to you by the president of the Virgin Record Label.
Wow.
We are not kidding. That is no BS.
Absolutely.
He is a longtime friend of mine, longtime friend of Mike's, and he's up for it.
Excellent.
He has promised that he will, if not in person, be at least on the telephone to hear the American idiot sing.
It's going to be spectacular.
All it means really is that the American idiot has a chance of this guy, of the president of the record company.
Say, hey, you know, through all this idiot stuff, I hear something there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, you know, you should get some lessons. Who knows what could happen?
Here are your musical choices today. It's karaoke.
Fantastic.
On the telephone. And I'll tell you what I got for you today. Today your musical choices are Smoke on the Water.
Oh, Deep Purple. Who doesn't like that?
The Locomotion.
Come on, baby.
Help Me, Rhonda.
Good old Beach Boys classic.
Pretty Woman.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're running out of songs.
Well, if they, what if they hear one that they've heard before when we played the game?
No, I don't think so. I think the unofficial rules are that
they have to do what you've got in your hand.
Yeah. After Midnight.
That sounded a little dirty.
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
Joy to the World.
Oh, God.
I Got a Bad Case of Loving You.
Robert Palmer.
Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting.
Super.
American Pie. For Once in My Life. Dancing in the Streets. The Rose. And Dolly Parton, Here You Come Again.
Here You Come Again.
Stand By Your Man.
Tammy Wynette.
And D-I-V-O-R-C-E.
Oh, yeah.
So we've got a little rock, we've got a little soul, we've got a little country. Those are the songs that you can select from to find out if you are going to be one of the finalists to be the American Idiot.
How are you doing?
Hey, what's up, Doc? You're going to get a chance to fly to D.C., do a live show.
Very good.
For 30 minutes, we'll give you a half hour of our radio show to do a live concert.
Wow.
And you'll be evaluated by the president of Virgin Records.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Call right now, 877-365-3636. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Change oil and filter with a genuine Toyota oil filter and...
The f***, man? Are they trying to do tongue twisters and God damn.
I'm going to cut this off. This ass got too many words in here, man. This is wrong. Please join me in beautiful Waco, Texas. For a beautiful weekend. Friday, Saturday, and ball tennis tournament.
The Don and Mike Show.
Of course, Bruce. It's the Don and Mike Show.
All right, American Idiot, lying straight ahead.
All right.
Tomorrow on the show, the Dom triplets from Playboy are coming in.
Very exciting.
They'll be posing, and also they're going to be helping Lisa learn poses.
Give her some pointers.
Right, because you know
how to get into the magazine.
Lisa wants to be a woman of Playboy.
Very good.
So there's a beach towel update. Lisa in a bikini tomorrow.
And the Dom triplets from
Playboy.
Playboy, what are they going to be wearing?
Well, at least no shirts.
We've heard that.
That's what we've heard.
Good.
Also, tomorrow, Tom Shales, famous author on the show. We hope he keeps his shirt on.
I certainly hope so.
And going out also tomorrow, the Charlie update.
Yes, good.
On the health of Charlie, Craig Wilson, and all these lists and stuff that I've not been able to get to.
Right.
We'll do that tomorrow. And if you live here in Washington, D.C. on the WJFK radio station, I'll be DJing tomorrow from 2 to 3.
Excellent. Like really playing records.
Really playing records.
Right.
Playing, you know, bad oldies that I like.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the deal. We have the 2 o'clock hour now, and we can either play reruns or we can play tapes or
right.
I can come on and DJ.
DJ.
That's cool. So I'll be DJing tomorrow. American Idol right now, and the phone lines are hopping. We have... How many finalists already do we have? Last week, did we end up with...
We have
five.
We have 3 the first time and then 2 the last. So a total of 5.
All right, so we can take as many as 5 more finalists over the next 2 weeks. Let's start with Ray. Hi, Ray.
Hey, what's going on?
Where are you calling from, Ray?
Waldorf,
Maryland.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening on WJFK. You want to be the American Idiot?
Yep.
All right, now you heard the songs that we have for you. Which one do you like?
Joy to the World.
Joy to the World, and you think you can belt that one out?
I think I'm going to try.
Very good.
All right. And no need to preview with the words. We'll just... You pardon me?
I'm okay. I can go.
Yeah. Most people don't know the words, so Robbie, just mono it out. Joy to the World. Cut one.
Who cut one?
Here he is from Maryland on the Don Mike American Idiot. I was telling Mike off the air that I was telling this idea to a friend of mine in another radio market, saying, you want a pretty good idea, because, you know, I network with these guys and share ideas. This guy's such an idiot. He said... Yeah, that's a great idea, except he's doing it seriously.
Oh. He's doing the real American Idol.
Yeah. He's doing it in New York to find...
You don't hear that a lot.
To find the New York Idol.
Oh, it's done all over the place.
I mean, he said...
This is our little protest.
And I remember writing him back. Right, it was...
right now!
I wrote him back and I said, why would you do it seriously?
Yeah.
And he wrote back, well, I can't do a contest called American Idiot.
Yeah, much more of a straight show than ours.
Yes. So it's got to be the New York Idol.
Right now.
Okay. Here we go. That's now what we're all about, my friend. Although, you know what? He and all the other DJs, they do not have the president of a major record label.
No, they don't.
And we are going to deliver that president of the record label on the final show.
To give his honest appraisal of the talent of our winner. Very
so,
cool.
Ray, are you ready?
Ready.
With no further ado, here he is, Ray, with Joy to the World. The first contestant on this edition of American Idiot.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good friend of mine. Never understood a single word he said, but I helped him to drink his wine. Yeah, that's a mighty fine wine. Sing it on. To the world, all the boys and girls,
right on meter.
So I lost to the fishes in the deep blue sea. So on to you and me. If I was the king of the world, I'd tell you what I'd do. Throw away the scars and the bars and the wars. Make me love to you. Make
all right. There he goes.
Wow. You know, maybe he embodies everything we're looking for.
You know, he belted it out, and I think we could make him a finalist.
Hold on, Ray.
Ray, you're in the running. We might pick you.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
We're definitely not throwing you back.
Right.
Well, I'm an American Idiot.
There was just something about Ray that we all liked.
Yeah.
I mean, he was really trying hard.
He was. He was not that good.
He wasn't in beat. He was like a half a verse behind.
But he had the lyrics, and I like that. Yeah. I like that a lot.
Let's go to Janice. Hi, Janice.
Hi.
Hi, honey. Where are you from?
I'm from Manassas.
Beautiful. On WJFK. Want to try to be the American Idiot?
Yes, I am.
What song would you like?
Well, Ray took my song. I was wondering if you still have Close to You by the Carpenters from last week.
Close to You by the Carpenters is the request.
Rob, can you find it?
I'm working on it.
You got a lot of these karaoke CDs.
Right, I'll come back to you. Hold on. Let me go to Franny. Franny.
Hey.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
Franny, where are you from?
Rockville.
Franny, what's your song?
How about The Rose?
The Rose.
A guy singing The Rose. You gotta love
that. My favorite dude, man.
Man, I like Franny. I like that choice.
All right.
You know, you're singing a girl's song, and you kind of have a girl's name.
All right. I'm kind of secure.
You'd have to be.
Good way to be. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, I got it queued up right here. We just had possibly our sixth finalist.
But let's hear Franny sing The Rose, please.
Anything goes on The American Idiot. Here now is Franny singing The Rose.
So say love, it is a river that drowns the tender.
I like this guy.
Yeah.
Princess love is a razor. And you a razor blade.
Way to go, Franny.
Very nice, Franny.
Great job. We're going to hold on to you too, Franny.
Hold on a second.
Not since Alfalfa have I heard singing like that.
Hold on, that was fantastic. And now, we'll do one more before the break. Let's go back to Janice. Janice.
Hi.
The lovely Janice will wind it up and let it go.
You requested it.
They say the word pussy.
Yes.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
There was no need for him to jump in.
You hit the wrong button, Mike. Janice, you requested it, and we deliver it on the Don and Mike American Idiot, finding one person. Spotlight now on Janice.
Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near? Just like me, they long to be close to you.
And then she's putting it on.
Why do birds fall out from the sky?
Oh, she is so ahead. Janice.
Just like me, they long to be close to you.
She makes me feel bulimic. She really does.
On the day that you were born, the angels got together and decided to create a dream come true.
She might be the leader in not following the music.
The moon that's in your hair and gold.
Mike, if you agree with you, we're throwing her back.
We're throwing her back. I don't know why. Yeah. It's not magic, Janice.
Thank you, Janice. Bye-bye.
Got to at least try to follow the music.
Yeah. All right. We have two guys that we're going to hold on to.
That'd be Ray and Franny, Don.
And we got one more round to try to find the Don and Mike American Idiot. 877-365-3636. One more shot. You know, we could go with both those guys.
Yeah, I mean, they're both very, very strong.
And we could go with a third as well this week. We've done it before. Good luck. Call right now.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Why don't you take your love and shove it up your big fat ass? You know you're the reason we're through.
Boom!
I've got all the yelling and the fights that we had. It won't be cold to you.
Ah!
You whine, you make every beef we got last.
Ooh.
Well, I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you. Take your love, shove it up your big fat ass.
The Don and Mike Show.
Jesus is mad at them. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
No way. Come on now. J-Man's a fan of the show.
Hope so.
Let me take a second out to thank Mike Reese and his wife, Joy. Says here, the big fans of the show, it's on my little post-it note.
Uh-huh.
They brought by another 12 bottles of Diet Vanilla Coke.
You're going to be drinking all 12 this evening, aren't you?
Sure am. God, my bladder is gladder. Thank you very much. Now, the American Idiot continues. The guy Ray, we really like Ray.
And we really like Franny.
And there has been a week before, it's a four-week competition, when we did have three finalists.
Right.
So it's entirely possible we could have three today.
We will see. Let's see if Franny and Ray can hold up under the pressure of our next American Idiot contest. Yeah.
And this would be Eric. Hi, Eric.
Radio God.
Hi, where are you from, Eric?
I'm from Healdsburg, California.
And what station are you listening on?
It's 1140, Sports 1140 out of Sac.
Right, Sacramento KHTK. And what is the song du jour? What is the song you'd like?
I would give you guys a version of Joy of the World that would kill the version that guy just gave you, or Smoke on the Water.
Don, I'm not sure. Are they allowed to pick the song?
Oh, it would be. It's fabulous. It's absolutely wonderful.
He's allowed. It's one of today's selections. He is
so
allowed.
You can do Joy to the World if you want to, Eric.
Excellent. Joy to the World, then.
All right, but keep in mind that, you know, we really like the other guy's interpretation of it.
I'm pretty confident.
All right, then, for the second time in one American Idiot show, unprecedented, we're doing the same song, and here he is from outside Sacramento. Ladies and germs, here is Eric.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good friend of mine. Never understood a single word he said, but I helped him drink his wine. And he always had some mighty fine moonshine. Oh, to the world. Oh, and girls. Talk to the fishes in the deep blue sea.
I believe Eric is out of the cup.
Yeah.
When you make those big lofty claims, you got to really wow us, and Ray's position is secure.
Yeah.
That smelled like Sacramento all the way.
It did indeed, that negative energy.
Don't know
I'll
what
do
you mean.
Better than the other guy.
Please.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Ha ha!
Hi.
Hi.
Who's this?
Tanya.
Tanya, where are you from?
Philadelphia.
Thank you. WYSP.
Yes.
Great station. Great affiliate. And what would you like today, honey?
Dancing in the Streets.
Dancing in the Streets.
Oh, fantastic. Good choice.
Got now it right here. Try.
You going to really belt it out, Tanya?
I'm going to belt it.
Way to go.
Cut number eight, Robbie. Dancing in the Streets.
Can I hear it first?
Yes. Yes, you sure can.
We'll afford her that.
We give you the choice to hear it with the lyrics.
Yes.
And as soon as it cues up, everybody knows the intro to this, right?
That's a great song.
Here's your vocal right here. Are you ready for a brand new beat?
Huh?
Summer's here, and the time is right for dancing in the streets. Dancing in Chicago. Down in New Orleans, in New York City, all we need is music, sweet music. We hear music everywhere. There'll be swingers playing and music playing, dancing in the street. It don't matter what you wear, just as long as you are there.
You know this by heart.
Come on.
I don't know.
Every guy. Grab a girl. Everyone around the world should be dancing. Dancing in the streets. Invitations across the nation. A chance for those to meet.
Okay.
Okay. I kind of got into that.
Yeah.
You were kind of speaking it.
Yeah, it's my new way of singing. I've decided I'm very Shatner-esque.
That's good. That's good.
I think the girl with finalist.
What's that? I think so too.
I think he should be
the girl with kaleidoscope on.
Are you ready?
All right, I'm ready.
All right, here she is now. I should be the idiot. I just wasted all of her time doing that. Talking from Philadelphia and 94 WYSP. Looking to be a finalist. Originally by Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. Here is Tanya.
All around the world today, we are dancing with the streets.
You have a lot of potential.
Hello, Donna, Mike's show.
Radio Goth, what's up?
Hi there.
Hey, can I do For Once in My Life?
Who's this?
Yes, you can.
This is Mike from D.C.
Mike from D.C. is going to do For Once in My Life.
All right, and you know what? I'm seeing now with the time that you are going to probably be the final contestant for this week's American Idiot.
Well, I'll try to make it good.
All right. It's the great Stevie Wonder song, For Once in My Life. We got it. Cut number 7, and here is Mike, and Mike, where is Mike from?
Mike's from D.C., Don.
And a great Stevie Wonder song, and your vocal is right here.
For once in my life, I got someone.
All right, hold on, you know what, hold on.
You really got to start it on the cue here.
Let me, I won't talk it up, so you can just hear it. Here is Mike from D.C. Missed it.
Hey, Mike. All right, yeah. I'm going to do it for you one more time. When you hear that drum beat, when you hear that drum downbeat, that's your cue to start singing.
About 15 seconds.
We'll crank it up for you. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
All right.
Not yet.
Listen for the drum.
Not yet.
Yeah. For once in my life, I got someone who needs me.
Two finalists today.
I think we're going to keep Ray and Franny for our finals, Don.
All right. Now, hey, Ray.
Yeah?
Hold on. This is Ray. Ray?
Yeah.
There he is.
Ray. Yes.
You're the guy who sang Joy to the World, right?
Yes, I am.
Congratulations, my friend.
You're a finalist, Ray.
Yeah, thank you.
You are one of the chosen 10, and you'll be on for the big show. Now, there will be two big shows. There will be one show where all 10 finalists will be on the telephone performing.
Auditioning, really, like giving it their best last shot.
Right. And then those songs and those people will go up on a website.
Right.
And you guys overnight will vote and select your favorite.
And remember, suck, but suck loudly.
That's right.
And then the winner, of course, we brought here to the Dynamite World Broadcast Headquarters for the outdoor concert with the president of Virgin Records.
I think it's very clear that the people that we really knock out of the competition are the people that don't have the confidence. You don't have to have talent, but you have to. You can't be timid.
Right,
you got to belt it out.
Right in your ticker.
Right from your ticker, from your gut.
You're there, Ray. Hold on a second. And our other finalist.
Franny.
Now, this is Robert. Hey, I wanted to call in and be a part of the American Idiot.
Sorry, Robert. Line 5. I'm sorry.
Here we go.
Franny, who did the rose.
Yeah.
Franny, congratulations. You are a finalist, my friend.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. It's absolutely my pleasure.
It is my pleasure. Thank you. And then there were 7.
7. We got 3 more to go before we have our big sing-off. Our big idiot off.
So that, let me see, is this the 3rd week we've done this?
Yeah, I think so, and next week we will have hopefully our final contestant.
We got to come up with 3 more next week.
Yeah. Remember, suck.
But
then,
suck loud.
And then the week after that will be the week that all 10 perform. And the week after that will be the week that...
Big concert.
The big concert happens. Yes.
With the president of Virgin Records.
Love it. Love it.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
verboten,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It was Buzz.
That's me.
He made it up.
And Buzz, what's your lead story today on the new show?
The Sniper's days may be numbered.
Oh, good.
Really? Do you have something really, or are you just jerking our chain?
I would never jerk your chain.
Thank you, Buzz.
Stay tuned for news and comments.
Thank you.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
I'm looking for anything to hold on to with this story,
Buzz. We all
are. Okay, and that was very...
I hope it's professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crespa?
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yeah, they are.
They got culture coming out of their asses. Don and Mike.
Ever Buzz in the News, brought to you by Veramax Sexual Enhancer. Have great sex more often with Veramax, available at Fire Health Food Stores, pharmacies, retailers everywhere. Call 1-888-TRI-VMAX. Now here's Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. Police say they got information last night and today that makes them confident they will find and capture the D.C. sniper. They got a partial description of one of the men in the truck and a partial license plate number. They got the getaway route. They picked up, they say, considerable evidence at the crime scene, which they've scoured. They got testimony today, extensive debriefings of 3 or 4 witnesses. Cross-referencing all this information will drastically narrow the field for them. Now, police have released 2 composite images, not of suspects, but of 2 different kinds of vans. One is a Chevy Astro, the other a white Ford Econovan. Both vans, actually, white, both with chrome ladders on the roof. Now, these are based on witness accounts, mainly from last night's shooting. The Astro van has a burned-out left taillight. Police have been stopping a lot of white and off-white vans fitting these descriptions today. They're also looking at white box trucks seen by witnesses at a sniper shooting in Maryland. The Army is now offering its help as well. The Pentagon offering satellite photos taken at the various times of the various shootings that have gone down so far. And they're continuing to check their records for snipers that may have been trained by the U.S. military.
And as of now, nothing new today.
I mean,
no bad stuff happening.
Yeah, no new shootings today. Actually, just good news today, and that is the police announcement that they believe that they're going to make an arrest in this case because they finally, thanks to information especially picked up at the scene of last night's shooting, gathered enough information to be able to track this guy down.
Are these statements that they're going to make an arrest, are they different from the previous statement where they have come out in the past and said, here, he will be caught. Eventually, he will be caught.
No, this is different.
When was the last statement given? When was the last statement given when they said that? Because I've heard similar stuff.
No, I know what you're talking about. Yes, and they have been saying previously that we believe we're going to catch the guy. That was just a confidence they were expressing. This is a new confidence based on new information that they gathered last night at the scene and also from these extensive debriefings of witnesses they've spoken with today.
Well, I hope it's true. But, you know, it would seem to me that if you had that, why come out and say it? If you're closer to getting the guy, why spook him?
Well, they say the guy is getting maybe a little sloppy in his work. A former FBI profiler says the D.C. sniper may be getting bolder. Last night's shooting was at one of the area's busiest intersections where major roads come together to form 7 corners. The profile says this is the first time a sniper struck in a heavily congested area, and he describes the attack as brazen. The sniper's latest victim, to recap that, is an FBI intelligence specialist. She worked in cybercrime. 47-year-old Linda Franklin is the 9th person killed by the D.C. sniper. This happened just after 9 last night at a Home Depot in Falls Church, Virginia. She and her husband were loading bags into their car at the time inside a covered garage.
It's amazing, too, when they go down a list of these victims, the quality people that this son of a bitch has gotten. I mean,
not to try to be light on this topic. Anybody, you think he's doing it tonight? It's 20 till 7.
Who knows?
What do you think? I
don't know.
I think we're probably safe for the day.
Of course,
yesterday I thought we were safe all day yesterday because it was Columbus Day.
Who knows?
We'll be safe when he's caught. Police say a number of people have been questioned in connection with the sniper attacks, but that all of them have been ruled out as suspects. Last night in Baltimore, just before the latest shooting, police seized a white van containing an assault rifle, a sniper manual, and ammunition similar to the kind used by the D.C. sniper. There was a tarot card in the van. There was also a sign that said, Jihad in America. Jihad is Islamic for holy war, but in this case it was misspelled with a G instead of a J.
G, was it G-E-E-H-A-D? Jihad.
Jihad. No, he had it all right except for the first letter. Again, police say this van and its driver had...
Well, no, it's got to be with a G, because then it's Jihad.
Jihad.
It's Jihad, not... Jihad.
And the debate is on. Gun control advocates say we should trace the life or could trace the life of the sniper's gun with a new database. President Bush, though, today is opposed to a national database of gun fingerprints.
Why?
A gun's fingerprints are the bore marks...
Because he's from Texas, Mike.
Yeah, you're probably right about that, Don.
They're the bore marks that are left on a fired bullet, like human prints. Each one is unique. The White House says the president's not sure of the accuracy of this technology.
The president's not sure what day it is.
And
the president's not sure if the campaign's gotten a check from the NRA yet.
And he also is unsure that laws will stop people determined in their heart to violate the law.
The president's not sure he's had a solid bowel movement today. Hold on, please,
all
Buzz.
Right. You got it.
I stand behind our president.
Yes.
And we have Dr. Duty on today.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Pride, love, greed, gluttony, wrath, envy, vengeance. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Seven deadly sins.
Yeah.
Here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
I found a mic. A deadly listeria outbreak's been traced to a meat plant just outside Philadelphia. The Wampler Foods plant is now the epicenter of the biggest meat recall in U.S. history.
Wampler, isn't that the folks that, like, did the turkey a few years ago?
Yes. Yes, it is.
All right.
The government says turkey deli meat is the most likely source of the bacteria. Wampler's parent company, Pilgrim's Pride, is recalling 27 million pounds of turkey and chicken products. The outbreak's killed at least seven people and sickened nearly 40 others. In sports, it'll be a freeway series. The San Francisco Giants and the Anaheim Angels open their first ever wild card World Series Saturday in Anaheim.
And everybody now do the B.
Yeah.
B.
B.
F.
F.
D.
D.
That spell.
BFD.
Deal.
I won't be wearing my vest.
Finally, Smithfield, Virginia has succeeded in...
I'm rooting for for another earthquake.
Oh, hey, that's what happened last time. It was like Oakland.
It was Oakland and San Francisco.
That's right. That's right. Hey, we're having an earthquake.
That's right.
Al Michaels. We're having an earthquake here.
Smithfield, Virginia has succeeded in its attempt to get into the record books. For the town's 250th birthday, they decided to bake the world's biggest ham biscuit. In fact, they did make that biscuit at 8 feet wide. It weighed 1.5 tons.
Give me a piece!
The Smithfield Foods meat plant even built a special bakery for the thing and donated 500 pounds of ham. They talked about feeding the town with it. They talked about donating the biscuit to the needy. They even thought about putting it in a ham museum they've been planning. But after a couple of days of debate, the ham biscuit was no longer edible, so now it's being ground up and turned into mulch.
Oh, that's not fun.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzzy. No. Everybody, for another good show today. We'll see you with a brand new episode. Meow. Tomorrow, a good day to you, sir.
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 Can you?
Not a hug.
Can you?
Have you heard? I'm doing my morning show at night.
I've heard that.
Toodaloo.
Ass.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.